about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price of the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for you to help you get stuff done around your house. I can't wait. I feel like spring is right around the corner now, and I'm already thinking ahead to all the stuff I want to do outside my house because I've had about enough winter right now, even though in our part of the country it wasn't terrible. And you know why it wasn't terrible, Leslie? Because I bought ourselves a brand new snowblower. And because I did so, we had virtually no snow. So it worked pretty well. I think it was well worth the investment. And, you know, I recommend that to everybody.
Can I ask you to return it for next year so I can ski more?
I know, right? Can we try that again? But listen, if you've got a question or a project you want to get going on, you're in the right place. Reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask. You can post your question there, or you can actually send us a voicemail through our website at moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Got a great show planned for you guys. Coming up on today's episode, adding a new well-designed and organized laundry room is a very popular project that can make laundry a lot easier. But because laundry room remodels involve plumbing, they involve electrical work, they involve carpentry, it really does need careful planning. So we're going to have some smart planning tips to help just ahead.
And if you've got an older home, you know that cast iron radiators are really the gold standard for warm, moist, and even heating. So just ahead, we're going to share tips on easy ways to make old radiators look as good as they work.
And if you're a renter, do you worry about getting your security deposit back when it's time to move out? We're going to share the most commonly overlooked items that stand between you and getting all of that cashola return just ahead.
But first, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Reach out to us with your questions right now at moneypit.com/ask. Whatever you are working on this March weekend, oh my goodness, it really is almost spring. I can't believe how quickly this year is going. So guys, you're running out of time to get everything ready for Memorial Day, right? We're just rushing to it. So give us a call so we can get your house spring ready.
And you can do that by calling 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or once again, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Susan in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Okay, my house is approximately 100 years old, and it's pretty much been redone. But I was taking some sheetrock off one of the walls in one of the rooms, and I know that all my walls behind the sheetrock on the walls and ceiling are 1x6s. Very close together. And so I was thinking about taking the sheetrock off, I guess staining or doing something with the 1x6s. But I want to know how you seal the cracks, you know, where the 1x6s join each other. They're small cracks.
So the 1x6s, are they on top of like plaster or something like that? It sounds like there are furring strips that were put in place to hold the sheetrock. Is that correct?
No. Behind the sheetrock, the 1x6s, and then on top of that 1x6s is old-timey wallpaper.
Oh, okay. So this is the original walls of the house. All right. Interesting.
Yes.
So you wouldn't seal the cracks. You would basically celebrate the cracks. You're not going to hide them. So what would you like to do with the 1x? Do you want to paint it or stain it or what?
I want to stain it. I want natural wood.
Okay. So you've got a big sanding project in front of you, but you can do it. You know, you're going to have to use a pretty coarse sandpaper to cut through whatever's there. You're going to have to sand them down, and then you can seal that wood, and you can stain it, and you can put a varnish on it or a urethane on it. I wouldn't use anything with much of a sheen to it. I'd probably use flat or semi-gloss. You can stain it, but then you could use a flat polyurethane. It has no sheen to it.
Okay, well, thank you.
All right, well, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Victor in Massachusetts, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I'm considering making walk-in shower a shower steam room.
Okay.
I had the house, our house built in 2007, and at that time I called your show for advice on bathroom tiles and tankless hot water system. That worked out perfect for your advice.
Oh, good. So we got that right.
Yeah, you did. I'm perfectly right. okay.
How big is the shower that you want to turn into a steam bath?
8x5.
All right, perfect, perfect. So it's definitely a good project. It's going to add some value to your house and make you, make a nice, beautiful room for you to enjoy. And you can do that by adding a steam shower generator. Now, these generators are very small, about the size of a briefcase. Take a look at the generators from Mr. Steam, MrSteam.com. These guys are the leaders in this space. And
okay,
they give you all the information there on the website how to do this. But you can basically locate this steam generator. You don't even have to put it in the bathroom. It can be up to 60 feet away. And then when you call, they have all the controls. And when you call from Steam, it comes on. It generates the steam and comes right through the ports that you will install into that shower space. It really sounds like a perfect setup for something like this.
Is that M-I-S-T-E-M or Mr.
M-R? MrSteam.com, MrSteam.com. Check it out. They've got all the information right there. It's a great product.
So, but overall, the concept is okay to do?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
That's exactly the space you want to have to do something like this. Fantastic opportunity. I would go for it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we've got Monica on the line with a roofing question. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, my daughter had just purchased a home, and originally, apparently, the house had a flat roof, and then they put a peak roof over the top of it. I was just wondering if on that flat roof, if you should go into that space and insulate over that flat roof.
Oh, that's a good question. So, first of all, the idea of covering a flat roof with a pitched roof is not unusual. Folks do that for a number of reasons, both architecturally because they like the appearance of the pitched roof and because they're just sick and tired of dealing with flat roofs and the leaks that can happen more frequently as a result of them. Now, typically you would have insulated inside that ceiling under the flat roof. So therefore, there's no reason you cannot add additional insulation over that. You could do something as easy as laying fiberglass bats right on top of that roof, side by side, unfaced fiberglass, and it would add additional insulation to that space.
Oh, that was what I was wondering. That would help keep some of the heat from getting on the tarring of the flat roof and help cool the lower level, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, it would. More importantly, it's going to keep the heat or the coolness inside the house. So, yeah, it will help separate some of that heat. And there should also be ventilation in that new pitched roof that will be necessary for the insulation to work well.
I mean, I think the house is actually a three-layer house. Both roofs apparently were flat, and they peaked both of them.
What you can do in that situation is you can add a ridge vent to the peak, and you can add some roof vents lower on the roof, and that will improve the ventilation dramatically. Monica, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need, and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, adding a new, well-designed and organized laundry room is a very popular project these days. And it's one that can make laundry a heck of a lot easier and less stressful to do.
Yeah, but because laundry room remodels involve plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry, it can get a little complicated. So we're going to have some tips to help you get that job done with the Money Pit Return.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit Carrier.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? You got some big projects that you're thinking of tackling around your Money Pit? Well, whatever it is, what are you thinking about? Do you want us to help? That's what we are here for, guys, so turn to us to get those projects done. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house.
And the easiest way to do just that is to follow the Money Pit Podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
All right, now we're going to head to New Orleans, where we've got Brennan on the line, who's dealing with a structural imager, too, at his brand new home. Well, new home for him, first-time homeowner. What's going on?
All right, so it's a raised house, kind of typical New Orleans construction, solid concrete piers, and we bought the house knowing that there was a noticeable sag in the middle. The home inspections, you know, didn't say that it was any other really untoward problems, and it was kind of factored into the cost. I've had a shoring company with a lot of experience in New Orleans come and basically shim it with cement planks and cement blocks, and it really brought up the middle about 3 inches, got it pretty level.
Wow.
The question I had was, they recommended getting a lot of sand underneath the house to prevent further erosion. You can see in the middle they had a plumbing issue years back that led to a big washout out of the center, which caused the main sag.
To drop.
So now I'm wondering, a big drop. Now I'm wondering, should I get buckets and loads of sand under there? Is there issues and reasons why that would be a problem or not?
I don't understand why they're recommending that. That's not, your problem is not erosion. Your problem is settlement of the footing holding up that center pier. And yes, if you had a major leak there, that would weaken the soil under the pier and it can make the building move. It's encouraging that they were able to restore this home to level, and that, the best of your knowledge, has it sunken any further since then, or has it remained pretty much where they left it?
It's pretty much where they left it. You know, it's only been a few weeks, so that people, you know, I'm kind of just waiting and seeing. But they've, you know, I feel like they're pretty reputable. I've gotten a lot of other companies to basically say the same thing, that the piers were strong. They didn't need to be replaced, just sort of reshifted. Now, you can look at them and see, obviously, that they had moved. And I had questioned with the sand or the dirt how to prevent it from moving in the future.
I mean, the best way to prevent it from moving from the future is to make sure it – water's the enemy here. If you get a lot of water in there, you know, that's what's going to weaken the soil. It's just like this. I mean, if you think about it, if you're walking across a dirt field and it's a dry, sunny day – you may get some dust, but you don't sink into the dirt, right? But if it gets a really good rainstorm, you sink in.
Yeah.
What's the difference? Wet dirt doesn't hold your weight like dry dirt does. Same thing with a house. If it gets wet under the footing, it's going to shift. And if you had a major plumbing issue that forced a lot of water in there, that would make perfect sense. It would disturb the soil, and then over the next several years, it probably moved and sagged like that. I don't understand, though, why are they recommending the sand? The only other thing that you might do in a crawl space is you may put plastic sheeting over it, and the reason you do that across the soil floor or the sand floor that's there, the only reason you do that is to reduce the amount of moisture that will evaporate up from the ground and potentially get into your insulation, which makes the insulation a little more efficient. But in terms of adding more sand, I don't see what the reason is.
Yeah, I think more, if anything, you know, we get a lot of rain here. Sometimes we get very heavy rain, and I'm going to wait to see if it does look like it's washing out, maybe, but I would be more interested. It doesn't have gutters. This is a house from the 50s with gutters, and I thought it might be better to keep gutters.
Now, that's a good investment. Yeah, that's a good investment. If you don't have gutters, you know, all these problems are water management problems, you know, and by managing that water and getting away from the house. So, yeah, definitely put in gutters on all sides of the house and make sure that the downspouts, most gutter companies will drop those out about 6 inches or a foot. Make sure they're extended out a good 3 or 4 feet so you're moving that water away from the foundation. The less water that collects around the outside like that, the better off you're going to be. It's going to protect the foundation from shifting. It'll have less moisture and humidity inside that will get into the insulation.
Great. That's a reassuring nod of what I thought might be a good, better idea than sand.
All right. Well, good luck with that project. That's very exciting, your first house. And call us anytime you have a question.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, adding a new, well-designed, and organized laundry room to your home is a very popular project that can make laundry a heck of a lot easier and less stressful to do.
True, but while a laundry room makeover may be a small space remodeling project, it requires a heck of a lot of smart planning to get it done. And you also need the help of some skilled pros to handle the plumbing, the electrical work, and sometimes even the carpentry.
Well, the first thing you've got to think about, guys, is the location. Now, you can build a laundry room into something as small as a closet or even as large as your utility room, a spare bedroom, or a basement. But as you think through the location possibilities, you've got to consider things like the distance between your laundry room and the bedrooms, because generally that's where you're storing up your laundry. So the greater the distance, the farther you've got to travel back and forth to get that laundry done. So, you know, you kind of want to make it the most convenient. Now, you also want to think about the distance to the utilities. Does that laundry area already have access to plumbing and electrical connections? If not, how far do you need to run them to get them there? And is there a way to run an exhaust to that dryer vent? And for gas dryers, what about a gas line? You know, there's so much involved in getting this room up and running. Now, utility connections can be very costly to run, So you've got to pick a place that's easy to access so you can kind of keep those costs to a minimum.
And then let's talk about space. Is there going to be enough space for all of your laundry room activities? Not just washing clothes, but folding, storing detergents and bleach, and even ironing laundry. What about storage space for the dryer sheets, the stain removers, and all those other laundry supplies? They really do add up. So the bottom line is you got to make some smart choices when you plan a laundry room project. But if you do it right, you can really help bring that project in on time and on budget and set you up with a space that can serve your family well for many, many years to come. My problem is it always looks super organized like the first week, and then it all falls apart. So I think it's also got to be easy to reorganize. Now, I'm going to add that to the tips.
Yeah, and to maintain that organization, that's the trick.
And maintain, right, exactly.
Christine in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a 1930s home, and the owner, he built it for himself and lives here for a while. The electricity has been replaced since then, and it's a new box, you know, with the on and off switches. And a lot of labels, including one that says gutter heater, which I'm curious about. But my question is,
we're painting
the whole house, and all the outlet boxes are being replaced, and the switches, and we're replacing the switches, but the wires look like they're original to the home. Do those need replaced as well?
How old is the wiring? When was the home built?
1930-ish.
Is it knob and tube wiring? Do you know what that is?
Well, I thought that meant what was in the box, so I guess I do not, because the box in the basement is just the switches.
The panel may have been fuses and then upgraded to circuit breakers, but what you're concerned about is the wiring in the wall. I'll say this. If it's knob and tube wiring, which is the original form of central wiring that was added to homes around that time, by the way, that type of wiring has to be replaced because it's not grounded and it's not groundable. If it's really any other type of wiring, and as long as it's wired correctly and your electrician can check all that, then you could probably keep it.
Okay.
But knob and tube wiring is easy to spot. It's a black rubber coating. It is strung along the sides of wood beams from ceramic tubes, and whenever it goes through a beam, it's strung from the side of beams with ceramic knobs, and whenever it goes through the beams is a ceramic tube that goes through it. And that type of wiring is very unsafe. So other than that, I think as long as everything's wired properly, you know, you should be good to go. It's not a do-it-yourself project, by the way. You need a professional electrician do this work for you, Christine, okay?
Is it possible that the wiring, like, because I didn't see anything that looked like what you're describing, but I don't see how they could have replaced it if the wiring that I'm seeing, it looks like, you know, it's just coming out of the light switch, say, under the box plate. It's got like a cloth.
You should not be doing this work yourself, Christine. This is not a difficult thing to assess for a professional electrician. There are a lot of places aside from inside those boxes where you can see the type of wiring. Any exposed framing in the attic or basement, for example, you'll see this wiring. Okay?
Thanks so much.
We'd love to tell you to do it yourself. This is what I'm telling you. Don't do it yourself. Okay? All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you're lucky enough to have cast iron radiators that keep you warm all season long, we're going to share ways that you can refinish them to better blend in with your decor. All that when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you dreaming about for a project for spring? Is it a new deck? Is it a patio?
Is it some gardening work? Whatever's on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours. We'll help you get it done. Just post your question at moneypit.com/ask.
Now it's time to help Fraser, who's on the line with a question about flooring, looking to add one floor over another. What can we do for you?
I was wondering what your thoughts were regarding putting laminate flooring down over Mexican pavers. Does a vapor barrier take up the difference in elevations at the grout lines, or what are your thoughts regarding that?
So, Fraser, if what I'm getting here is that you want to see how you can sort of level out that flooring from the terracotta tile and the grout lines to put a new one on top, adding that sort of layer of visqueen, that's not really going to do anything for you. It's not going to fill in those gaps. It's just going to be another layer that sort of, you know, follows all of those rises and falls between the tile and the grout. Now, depending on the type of flooring you pick, you might find a plank or a tile per se in a vinyl or a laminate that has a backing on it that sort of acts as that underlayment and will level that out as you install it. So it's a good way that you can achieve that level and still go over the floor.
Yeah, I totally agree. And there are a lot of great flooring choices that are sort of stiff right now, and they don't really require any underlayment whatsoever. For example, the luxury vinyl planks, they don't require an underlayment. And the laminates, yeah, they do have underlayments that are built into it. Usually they're like a foam that's maybe like, I don't know, an eighth of an inch thick or a little bit less that helps them sit nicely. But remember, we're talking about floating floors here too. You don't have to attach these to the old floor. You just lay them right on top. You get up to be within a quarter to half inch of the walls, and then you put some trim on top of that to cover that gap, and you should be good to go. So it's actually a really easy floor to install, and you definitely don't need to put any plastic sheeting under it because, as Leslie said, you're really not buying anything with that. It's not adding to the moisture resistance. You really don't need to do it.
Well, if you live in an old home like both Tom and I do, and you've got some cast iron radiators, you really know that there's no better way to get warm. And, you know, you get nice, even heat all winter long, no matter the temps.
True, but they definitely provide a level of comfort that you just don't get with forced hot air. The radiators themselves, though, can really be hard to incorporate into your decor.
Yeah, and this is definitely one of those elements that adds that kind of old world charm to any older home. And I'm kind of shocked when we get these calls that people are, you know, calling into the show. They want to replace them because baseboard radiators are just the best. I mean, I can't even believe we get them, those calls.
Yeah, but you really can't beat the mass of a cast iron radiator. I mean, the sheer weight holds a lot of heat and distributes it cleanly and quietly. And some of those baseboard radiators can make a real racket because the metal's always expanding and contracting and makes sort of like a creaky sound. Plus, the cast iron radiators, hot water heat is just a moist heat that is a lot more comfortable than forced air.
Yeah, if I could ever find the people who at some point in my home's 100-year-old life replaced all of the radiators on the first floor with those baseboard aluminum ones,
yeah,
I would just like to ask them, what did you do that for? Because you're right, they're noisy, they just don't hold heat that great, and the first floor is always chilly compared to the second floor with the real beautiful radiators that's always perfectly cozy. So it's obvious, guys, we love cast iron radiators. They look good, they function really great, but what is the best way that you can refinish them? Well, this is a project that you can definitely do yourself. You just need a wire brush, and that's going to strip away any loose paint, and then make sure you vacuum up all of that loose paint, and then wash the radiator down with a solution of trisodium phosphate, that's TSP, you'll find it in the paint aisle.
And next, you want to mask it off, so mask around it, like the wall, mask under it. I usually use newspapers and cardboard and masking tape to really kind of create what's almost like a paint booth that surrounds this and protects the walls and the floors. That's definitely the easiest way to get the paint in all of those small spaces, is to mask that sort of chamber around it and then just use spray paint. Spray paint designed for metal, like a Rust-Oleum or something of that nature, and use very light coats, but several of them, and it will last a really long time.
Yeah, you know, another option, guys, is to install a vented radiator cover, and they can be really beautiful, and there's a lot of different options to the style and sort of finishing details that you can put together on these covers. A lot of different ways that you can build them. You can look them up online for a bunch of different inspiration ideas. If you're not handy, you can have a carpenter come and build one for you. They're definitely lovely. But you have to remember, you might need to run that radiator a little longer to get that heat over and through those covers. So maybe you just want it in some of the rooms, but not all of the rooms. We have them on all the radiators upstairs. They're lovely. I mean, they really just are so cute and so perfect for the age of the house and just the functionality of the radiator. So if you've got them, guys, don't get rid of them.
You know, in a house we bought recently, there were a couple of radiators missing, two or three, and I was kind of bummed out by them. I didn't really think I needed them because it was feeling like the house was overheated, but guess what? I was really glad to find them up in the attic. So whoever took those out many, many years ago was smart enough to know, hey, we might want to put these back in or use them somewhere else, and they saved them. And the nice thing about old radiators, they're just as good as the day they were first put in.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on this almost spring weekend. I mean, we're almost through March. I know it just began, but I'm pushing towards spring, you guys. So what are you working on? You got some projects that you're planning on tackling? Well, whatever it is, Team Money Pit can help you get that project done. We are coming to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, when your rental lease ends, don't leave money on that table. We've got a few of the best things that you can do to get your security deposit back when the Money Pit returns.
Live in the Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N-P-U-R-E-Deals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles Podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles Podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles Podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles Podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What kind of projects are you dreaming about, you guys, for this spring and summer season? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Just join us on the Money Pit Podcast every Monday and every Thursday. You can get yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast. Now we've got Sarah on the line who's got a question about a structural issue at home. What's going on?
My husband and I are thinking about digging out some of our crawl space. So right now it's really shallow. It's more like a belly crawl space, and we're thinking about digging it down 3 or 4 feet. We have about 12 feet from the foundation wall to the center support wall, and there are no other supports that are in there at this time. So we're thinking about cutting into that center 4 feet and digging down about 4 or 5 feet, just so that working on items would be a little bit easier and getting around under the house would be a little simpler. But is there anything that we should be aware of, or is this something we should even attempt? I don't know. We just wanted your opinion.
Hey, Sarah, you know, digging out that crawl space like you're suggesting would be a really bad move, and here's why. You can't just take that dirt away, because the foundation is supported by that dirt right to the side of it, right? And that center wall going down the crawl space, that the foundation under those beams is being supported by the soil that's there. And if you take a big chunk of soil out from the middle of that, you could get some shifting where the dirt will sort of fill that in, especially if you had like weather or a leak or something of that nature. And it can actually undermine that foundation for the crawl space. Typically, if you have a house that's on a crawl space and you want to dig out a basement, you essentially have to create retaining walls inside of that perimeter. And that's called, in the business, a Yankee basement. I don't know why they call it a Yankee basement. It was really popular up in New England at one point. But typically, there will be an additional foundation wall that's built there for the sole purpose of holding that soil in place, because of that outside soil that's under that original crawl space depletes. You're going to have nothing holding up the house, and then you could get a major shift and a big structural problem. So don't do it. You want to scrape out a little bit of that soil so you can kind of wiggle in there to make a repair? Fine, but a really bad idea it would be to take out 4 feet or 4 or 5 feet deep of that all the way.
Well, if you've been renting, you definitely want to get your security deposit back when your lease ends.
Yes, but for that to happen, landlords want to see that their property has been taken care of and left in good condition for the next tenant.
Yep, so to help, guys, here are 5 simple things that tenants often forget to do that can leave their rental home looking its best and make a good impression on the landlord when it's time to go. First of all, you want to clean the stovetops and the oven. Now, burner guards collect lots of food buildup, and there may be burn marks, so give them a good scrub with bleach or even a kitchen cleanser. And then if you've got baked-on residue inside the oven, you can make your own oven cleaner with a baking soda mixture or use one of the chemical oven cleaners that you can buy. Now, also think about wiping down vertical surfaces like mirrors, walls, doors, windows, cabinets. You can use vinegar or you can use alcohol wipes. That's going to remove the dust, the streaks, any scuff marks that may have gone previously unnoticed. It really just does a wonderful job of kind of freshening things up. And also use a duster, rags, even a vacuum to get rid of the dust that collects on the blinds, the ceiling fans, the vents, the windowsills, molding, baseboards. I mean, you thoroughly want to give the house a deep cleaning.
Now, if you've got a washer or a dryer, you can leave them sparkling both inside and out by wiping off any splotches on the exterior and then running an empty load in the washing machine. Now, a couple of ways you can do that. You could run that just with vinegar instead of fabric softener to leave it fresh and clean. Or if you want to kind of like really detox the machine, because sometimes bacteria builds up in all of those seals, you can run hot water and just bleach, and that will clean and kill any bacteria that's in there and leave the machine super clean and ready to go for the next time. I think what I would do if I did that is I would run it twice. I would do it once with the bleach, and I'd do it once just with water to make sure I rinsed all that bleach away, and then we would be good to go.
Yeah, and don't forget to look at those hidden areas behind and under those movable appliances and even the furniture. Take a look all around the stove, the microwave, the refrigerator, and any furniture that's definitely staying behind to see if anything's fallen behind there. And remember, sweep up any dirt and debris. It's just those little things, which I know is a big project, but it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, and when it comes to doing that final walkthrough with your landlord, you'll leave a good last impression, which is just as important as making a good first impression, except now you get some security deposit money back for all of your hard work.
Heading up to New Hampshire, where we've got Russ on the line, who's dealing with some tricky electrical issues going on over there. What's happening?
Bought a new home 2 years ago when my wife and I moved here to retire, and for the same 2 years, a 3-switch light circuit in my hall leading from the kitchen to the bedroom worked just fine. Any one of the 3 switches would turn the lights, the can ceilings, on or off. And about a month ago, that stopped working such that the 2nd and 3rd light switch would only operate if the 1st light switch was in the down position. vehicles. I've done some troubleshooting. I've replaced light switches, and when that didn't solve the problem, took them back out and put the old ones in. Can't get it to work properly and would like some guidance if you can think of some things that I should do before I spend a couple of $100 to get an electrician in the house.
Hey, Russ. Yeah, well, wiring a three-way switch is tricky enough. You've got a four-way switch. So the fact of the matter is that you can have a failure at any point in that wiring. It may not just be the switch itself. It might actually be at the fixture end or at a splice somewhere else. And if it's feeding multiple lights, like hi-hat lights in the ceiling, it could be at one of the lights, but not more of the lights. So I think in this case, you're wise to actually hire an electrician and trace out each part of the circuit until you figure out what's going on. The one thing I would do before that is just a double check to make sure you put the wiring back in the right place, because it's kind of tricky sometimes, and what I usually recommend is people take photographs before they do that. But if you rewired it correctly when you switched out those the switch that you thought was bad, then that's about all you can do, and I would go to a pro and get straightened out.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, have you ever needed to turn the water off for your entire house? Well, Keith did, and now he's worried what's going to happen when he turns it back on. We're going to help him avoid those leaks when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can pray it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercials, I'll hop with the hop.
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
I'm Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Rusted out, we'd find leaks that way. If you wanted to check a shower, what I would do is put a washcloth across the drain, fill it up with a couple of inches of water, and quickly go downstairs to make sure nothing is coming through. But if you do it slowly and deliberately, if you pay attention to the flow of water so you don't let anything get out of control, and get a friend, you know, get a couple of people to help you keep an eye on the place while you're turning that water back on, you know, 9 out of 10 times, it's fine. It's that one time where it doesn't go well that you want to catch quickly.
Yeah, and I mean, it could be a big, gigantic mess if it doesn't go well. So definitely enlist the help of some friends, and good luck with the project. Now we've got Irene, who's got a leaky Kohler toilet, but not the kind of leak that you're probably thinking of. She says that the problem is condensation is forming on the outside surface of the toilet, and then it's dripping on the wood floor. And she's wondering if the toilet is the issue.
Uh-huh. It's not the toilet. What's happening here is good old-fashioned condensation. The same condensation that forms on the outside of a iced tea glass in the summer on your patio, that's just moisture that's forming on the outside of the toilet tank. And it happens because two things. Number one, you've probably got very cold water. Maybe you have very, very cold groundwater coming in. And secondly, you've got some humidity in that bathroom space. Maybe your ventilation is not working properly. Maybe you don't have a vent fan. And when you have humidity striking the cold tank, what you get is condensation and drips. And if you've got a wood floor, then it could be real damaging. Here's a little trick. If you've done the normal things, you've got fans and you can't get rid of the humidity, you could add a mixing valve, which will mix in a little bit of hot water into the cold water supply for the toilet. That will warm it just enough, not to be terribly wasteful, but to avoid the condensation issue. And that ought to solve it.
All right, now that seems smart, but Tom, explain this to me. I've seen people put a brick in the toilet tank. What the heck is that about?
Oh, yeah, that's an old toilet tank that's really big and they're trying to use less water, so they put a brick in it. Problem is, all those little pieces of the brick break off and they ruin the seals and it leaks, like, really quickly. So that's definitely not something you want to do.
All right, good to know.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, guys, thank you so much for spending part of your day with us. We hope that we have given you some good tips and ideas and information to avoid the perspiration when it comes to the stress of taking on projects around your house. Remember, if you've got questions as you tackle these jobs, you can reach out to us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask and record a voicemail for us. We will get it and insert you into the very next show we do. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockshire. Former President Trump is concerned about America's future.
For 7 years, you and I have been engaged in an epic struggle to rescue our country from the people who hate it and want to absolutely destroy it. The sinister forces trying to kill America have done everything they can to stop me, to silence you, and to turn this nation into a socialist dumping ground for criminals.
Mr. Trump speaking today at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Oxon Hill, Maryland, where he easily won the straw poll for the 2024 GOP nomination, garnering 62% of the vote among those attending the event. Meanwhile, in Washington, self-help author Marianne Williamson today officially tossed her hat again into the presidential ring. She's the first Democrat to formally challenge President Biden for the 2024 nomination. During her 2020 campaign, the 70-year-old was best known for wanting to create a Department of Peace and argued the federal government should pay massive financial reparations to black Americans as atonement for centuries of slavery and discrimination. Senator Joe Manchin says he's open to discussions about alternatives to Social Security for younger Americans.
The independent-minded Democrat from West Virginia stresses he is not open to discussions about cutting Social Security or Medicare, but posed the question during a Fox Business interview, is there a better way younger people can invest and have something for retirement? I don't know. Manchin says any discussion should be aimed at shoring up the programs and protecting the benefits seniors rely on. The experts say Social Security will start running a shortfall in 2032. The Medicare Trust Fund only projected to remain solvent through 2028. Bob Agnew reporting.
And you check out more news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Public refuges known as warm hubs are sprouting across Britain this winter as soaring food and energy prices are taking their toll on citizens.
Thousands of warm hubs have appeared throughout the UK in libraries, churches and community centres. They act as a haven for those who cannot afford to continuously heat their homes or are trying to save money by skipping hot meals. The disastrous combination of Russia's war in Ukraine, continuing disruption from the pandemic and the economic aftershocks of Brexit is putting more people in Britain under financial strain. The UK's annual inflation rate was just above 10% in January, with food prices up almost 17% over the year. Karen Chavas, London.
King Charles III will travel to France and Germany for his first state visit since becoming monarch, underscoring Britain's efforts to build bridges with its European neighbors. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A disgraced cryptocurrency entrepreneur may be getting a phone.
Prosecutors and attorneys for FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried now requesting he be allowed to have a flip phone or another device that's not a smartphone while on bail. Under that proposal, Bankman-Fried's phone functions would be limited to SMS text messages and voice calls. He could also get a new laptop with very limited use. A judge still must decide whether to approve that proposal. Jason Walker reporting.
Federal officials are investigating a string of close calls between planes, including one this week at Boston's Logan Airport. The incidents are raising questions about whether air travel is getting less safe. The FAA plans a safety summit this month to look at whether some measures used to prevent accidents are less effective than they used to be. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political, global alert news hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are ready for spring. I got to tell you that. We are ready. We are raring to go. It's getting close. I've had a couple of warm weekend days. I was tempted to get out there and get started on some things, but I waited because I know I figure it'll probably snow as soon as I start to paint something because it's so unpredictable.
That's
right now.
That's usually what happens.
Right? Yeah, I feel there's going to be a big March blowout. It's going to set me back a little bit. But anyway, if you've got some projects that you guys are thinking about getting done, you're in the right place because we'd love to help you get those projects done by giving you some tips and advice based on our 20-plus years of experience in these seats tackling these projects. We know which end of the hammer to hold, and we are there to help you. Now, we won't hold the nail for you because we know better, but we will tell you what you need to know to get that project done, whether you're doing it yourself or you're hiring a pro. So first things is reach out to us. And that's by going to moneypit.com/ask, moneypit.com/ask. You can record a question for us right there, and we'll get to it in the next show. Or you can call us right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Hey, coming up on today's episode, if you are trying to sell your home, the kitchen is the one room that really has to stand out. We're going to share some tips to help you make your kitchen really close the deal with some smart staging just ahead.
And if there's one thing that the pandemic left us with, it's a new appreciation for the space we call home. In fact, according to research conducted by Angie, for the last 3 years, the top reason for completing a home improvement project has been to make the home better to suit your lifestyle needs. So home expert Mallory Mystich is joining us with the results, including how much folks are actually spending on all of those projects just ahead.
And while most folks focus on how their landscape looks, they may not be as focused on how their lightscape looks. With the right combination of low-voltage lighting, there is a whole new view awaiting you, so we're going to walk you through those options just ahead.
But first, are you dreaming about a special project to tackle this upcoming spring season? Well, whatever it is, if you can dream it, you can do it, and we can help. So reach out to Team Money Pit to get your project started.
Go to moneypit.com/ask or call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Adrian, Tennessee, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I have a question about Bermuda seeds. Last year, my lawn was destroyed by armyworms, and I wanted to know what was the best way to reseed my lawn using hybrid Bermuda seeds.
So your lawn was destroyed by worms? Is that what you said?
Yeah, armyworms.
Oh, armyworms. Oh, interesting. Yeah. And what did you do to address the infestation?
We used pesticide.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you kill the lawn in the process?
Some of the Bermuda.
What you might want to do is do a Roundup restoration. A Roundup restoration is where you treat all of the lawn, and actually it's a little bit late now because you would do this in the fall, but you would treat all the entire lawn, which basically kills the lawn and anything that's coming up through it, like the weeds and all of that. And then as that starts to die off, I think you have to wait like 2 weeks or so after doing the application. You actually seed right on top of it or seed through it.
Okay.
The way the process works is the new grass grows up through the old grass, and as the old grass kind of deteriorates away, the new grass comes up, but the old grass sort of holds it in place and helps it get going. If you do it early enough, then, you know, you have pretty good root depth by the time the warm summer sun starts to arrive. And in terms of selecting that seed, you know, you mentioned a couple of seeds. I'm not quite sure with whether or not either of those work in your part of the country. I might do some more local research on that. But if you've had a diseased lawn in the past, that's one way to deal with it. We did that to our house many, many years ago. And what we got after the very first spring, it came up and we had a nice green lawn. It was thin. You know, it wasn't really dense because it was the first season. But by the time we got the second and third season, man, I tell you what, it was really thick and beautiful. And I'm very, very happy that we did that because the other option would have been to continually treat, you know, every ailment the lawn had with pesticides, and I was very pleased to just having done it once and not had to do it again. I will say, though, it's kind of shocking, though, when your entire lawn turns brown at the same time, your neighbors kind of wonder what's going on at your house. But it really did work. So it's called a Roundup restoration. I might be tempted to give that a try in this particular situation, Adrian. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Heading out to Pennsylvania, we've got Dawn on the line with a decking question.
I listened to the question earlier about refinishing a deck. We did use a solid color stain on the deck. It is exposed to sun and rain with no covering on it. When we refinish it the next time, would it be advisable to put some kind of a sealer, like a polyurethane, over that stain?
So, Dawn, if you're using a good quality solid stain, you absolutely don't need to put any kind of sealer on top of that. You mentioned a urethane or a varathane. That's not going to help you in this case, and it's really not going to buy anything in terms of longevity. You want to make sure that that wood can breathe. It's going to give the board some ultraviolet UV protection, and it will cut down the cracks and the checks, and the color should last you a few years. You shouldn't be doing this every year. I'm afraid if you put anything on that that's, you know, like a sealer, like a urethane, like you're suggesting, it's just going to peel and look really terrible. So I think you've done the right thing, and you just take it from there.
All right, now we've got Chris on the line who's got a heating question and is looking at two very different sources, heat pumps versus pellet stoves. Tell us what you're thinking.
I've got a question. What do you think is more efficient in a four-bedroom house, a pellet stove or a heat pump?
You know, the first thing that occurs to me, Leslie, is a heat pump is going to be hooked up into a central heating system, a central ducted system. A pellet stove, on the other hand, is going to be sort of a point-of-use heat, right? Like one stove in the middle of the house.
I mean, every time I've ever seen a pellet stove, and it's been mostly at, like, if a friend's got a vacation house in the woods somewhere, like, that pellet stove is strictly for those rooms that it's in.
Right. Or, you know, it can heat the whole house if it's set up for that way. But typically, if you're going to have a heat pump, that's going to be part of your heating and air conditioning system. It's going to supply that warm air through a duct system that's distributed throughout the house. So I think it's kind of hard to compare efficiency. They're just two totally different systems. I will say this. You didn't mention where you were calling from, Chris, but if you are in the south, a heat pump is perfectly suited for that. If you are in the north, then not so much, because they really don't work as efficiently when you get, say, northwards of maybe, I don't know, the Georgia line maybe, where it starts to really get into some cold weather. You certainly get up into our part of the country in the northeast. The Midwest is going to be very cold. So in those areas, heat pumps can be very expensive to run, because heat pumps will only maintain heat within a 3-degree range. What I mean by that is, if you set your temperature for, say, 68, and the temperature in the house falls to 67 or 66 or 65, the heat pump will run. If it gets any deeper than that, the heat pump will bring on electric resistance heat, which is built into the system and costs at least twice as much to run and get that temperature back up. So it ends up hitting that sort of emergency heat zone more often than you want. That makes it really expensive. So, Leslie, I think you're right. If you've got an open cabin, open design house, and you got a pellet stove and you like that and you don't mind, you know, having to buy pellets and feed it all the time. Of course, there's automatic feeders, but you just can't ignore it. You know, I certainly wouldn't go away and leave it on.
No, I mean, and that's the thing. Like, I've always felt like you got to be in the room. Like, they make me a little nervous. I know, for no reason, but it just seems like you got to watch them. This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, if you plan to sell your home this spring, buyers will be looking very closely at the kitchen. We're going to share the recipe for making sure your kitchen looks its best when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in 2 sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy 6-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from 5 of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Dice Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. LuxRock and other Dice Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DiceCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on? Maybe those projects have left you a little bit wondering if you're doing it the right way, or maybe there's a better approach, or should you do the project yourself? Well, whatever it is, if you've got some home improvement questions, we've got the answers. We can help you save some money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on that road to your dream house.
Follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
June in Alaska's on the line with a question about tiles cracking on the floor. How can we help you today?
I was listening to your wonderful program, and when you got to the part about the in-floor heat, we have a lot of that here in our area, the in-floor heating,
yes.
And I love it. However, our home is only 10 years old. It's fairly new, but I've noticed my bathroom floors, they have ceramic tile.
Okay.
And we have some hairline cracks in them.
Mm, yeah.
But I thought, I'm going to replace them. But when I do that, I want to know how to have the people do it properly.
Right.
So that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, so I think you may have heard us talking to the representative from Schluter Systems. You're referring to the remote show that I did up in Newton, Massachusetts with all of the guys at This Old House. And we were talking about one of the products they put in, which is a product called Ditra. And Ditra is a membrane that goes under tile, and it does just that. It prevents cracking. But now they have Ditra where they've combined it with a heating system. So you can have an electric floor underneath your tile, and you know that the tile is going to be both warm and it will not crack. So it's a really cool product, very effective, and I really hate to get the calls from folks that are asking me how to stop their floors from cracking because there's no easy answer. It's happening because the floor wasn't put down correctly to begin with. But now you can put down this Ditra product with the heating system built in. There's a Wi-Fi thermostat that's available for it, and you've got all the parts in one place. So I would definitely encourage you to look into that. When you're ready to do the floor, just look for those Schluter Systems, their website, and it's pretty obvious. It's called Ditra Heat. They've been making products for pros that install tile for a long, long time, and that's why the guys at This Old House use them for so many of those critical bathroom projects there. All right, June, good luck with that project.
Love your program.
Well, thank you very much. Well, if you're putting your home on the market this spring, making sure the kitchen looks its best is really critical to helping potential buyers picture themselves cooking and dining and entertaining there someday. Now, according to Realtor.com, you don't need to knock down walls or spend a lot of money on renos or professional home staging services for that matter, as long as you avoid making some very rookie mistakes. Right, Les?
Yeah, you know, first of all, the buyers want to see lots of counter space. So clear off any clutter you've got, remove those dish racks, the pile of mail, small appliances, any gadgets, all of that stuff, because they want to see how much space you actually have available, and then they can clutter it up with their own stuff and figure out that there's really not a lot of space. Next, you want to show off those more impressive items. If you've got a stand mixer, an espresso machine, and then just seriously put everything else away in the cabinets or plastic bins so they're not going to see all of the stuff, or this is a good chance for you to start just getting rid of the things that you don't need, so when you do move, you're moving with less.
Yeah, and you hope they don't open those cabinet doors and everything falls out again, right?
or that closet you're shoving everything in.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is good lighting. You want to make sure the kitchen is very well lit and eliminate any dark spaces by adding small lamps or under-cabinet lighting where it's needed. Now, you can use LED light strips, for example, or even rechargeable light bulbs if you don't have any electrical outlets nearby. I'm always amazed with how bright those battery-powered LED lights can be, because they're just amazing how much juice you can get out of there and how much equivalent wattage you can get from just a battery. We've got some of these, for example, I've got some in the basement stair. Those batteries have so far lasted over a year without replacing. And this is a spotlight, so it's pretty amazing.
Now, you also have to remember one more thing. Get rid of the personal stuff. I mean, people want to envision themselves in the house and not really your family kind of living there at the point. So if you've got some photos and fridge magnets, just take away all that personal stuff. Remove signs, wall art that's kind of, you know, too personal to you or too cutesy. You know, you want it to feel appealing to them. You want them to envision themselves in the space. So go ahead and get rid of that personal stuff.
Now, adjacent to the kitchen is the dining area. It could be a kitchen table. It could be a dining room. It could be a breakfast bar. You want to arrange attractive place settings to make the buyers look forward to sitting down, enjoying a home-cooked meal there by adding things like fruit, cloth napkins, or flowers, but without overcrowding that surface.
Now, here's another thing. You want to avoid having rugs on the kitchen floor so that the room looks as spacious as possible. Now, those rugs and rug mats can create floor clutter, and if you've got newer floors, you really want to make sure that they're visible, because that's a selling feature instead of covering them up.
And this is critical, cleaning. Regular cleaning is good, but if you're going to sell your house, deep cleaning your kitchen is even better. Buyers are going to look closely inside cabinets and drawers as well as surfaces. You want to eliminate all the dirt, the grime, the grease that accumulates in the kitchen and gets hidden in those corners. Stove hoods, range tops, it's worth hiring a professional house cleaning crew to make things really sparkle.
Yeah, and here's another thing. Say you've cooked a big meal the night before you're about to show the house, and the house kind of still smells like food. Go ahead and bake a batch of cookies or something that's really yummy and delicious smelling. So that's kind of like a tempting, delicious scent that folks are going to smell when they walk in the house. And they'll be like, ooh, this house is like cookies and I like it.
I remember some years ago when I was going in as a home inspector and I'd say, oh, the house smells good. What are you baking? She says, I don't bake. I just put a couple of drops of vanilla on a light bulb. It smelled like the place was baking chocolate chip cookies, you know.
Heading over to chat with Jim, who's got some serious heat pump problems. What's going on at your money pit?
I've had two heat pumps, and the first one went dead right at the warranty expiration of 10 years. The second one that I've currently got has had issues now in its seventh year, and I can explain it more deeply, but it evidently broke a seal between the copper line where it goes into the compressor. The service company tried to solder it, and that broke after 2 days, and now I'm stuck with bills because it takes 10 pounds of R410A to fill it when it loses everything. That cost me $500 plus another $250 for the labor. So I don't want to keep repetitively trying to have my service person solder and then it breaks and I'm back to another $750 bill. So I think my driving question is going to be, what should I do with this heat pump that's basically dead now after 7 years?
Hey, Jim, here's a question. Why are you paying a second time for a refrigerant to refill the soldered refrigerant line that broke when the service technician obviously didn't solder it correctly? I mean, the guy solders it, fills the system up, it lasts 2 days, and now they want you to pay again for him to solder it a second time? That's ridiculous. There has to be some level of workmanship, some level of warranty on the guy's work. If you paid this once, I think it's their responsibility to repair it again and to pay for more refrigerant, which, by the way, is kind of a ridiculous price that they're charging you there. So I would definitely go back to your service company and tell them it's not your problem that their work wasn't done well enough and failed in 2 days. That's not why you hired them. That's not why you paid their rates, was to make sure they did it once and did it right so you don't have to do it again every 2 days, right? Beyond that, I don't think it's worth, if this doesn't solve it, I don't think it's worth trying to save the heat pump further. Plus, the heat pumps today are much more efficient than they were 7 or 10 years ago. So if this doesn't get straightened out, I would tell you to replace the system. And if there's an opportunity to change fuels, maybe when this was put in, you had electricity and now there's gas in the street, go with the gas furnace. It has a lot fewer moving parts and will definitely last a lot longer.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Well, for 3 years now, the top reason for completing a home improvement project has been to make your home better to suit your lifestyle needs. So we're going to share the results of a new survey that details home improvement trends and their costs when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227. To get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Now,
this is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if there's one thing that the pandemic left us with, it's a new appreciation for the space we call home. In fact, according to research conducted by Angie, for the last 3 years, the top reason for completing a home improvement project has been to make the home better to suit your lifestyle needs.
And with us to talk about that is Mallory Meistich, home expert for Angie. Welcome, Mallory.
Hi, thanks for having me on today.
You know, this shift is really interesting because pre-pandemic, the reasons for remodeling were a heck of a lot different, right?
Oh, they were so different. It was actually, there was really one main motivating factor pre-pandemic for the improvement work people were doing in their home, and that was ROI and resale value. We've seen since 2020 that has completely shifted, whether it's because people are spending more time in their home or they just bought a home. People are doing work to get their homes to suit their current needs. That's a big shift.
It's kind of like we lost sight of the reason we have a home. You know what I mean? It's not just to sell it in the future. It's to enjoy it while we have it.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that is one of the positive outcomes of the last couple of years. We really, especially when we were forced to spend all this time in our homes, we really got to see this additional value. It's not just an investment vehicle. I think what happened in 2008 primed a lot of us to think about our homes in a very investment money focused way. And then all of a sudden something happened. Everyone's like, hey, you got to stay home. You're not going into the office. All that stuff that we used to live outside of the home came inside, and we really started to appreciate the space in a different way. And that flowed all the way through to home improvement projects.
Now, do you think you're seeing folks kind of maintaining things in their home a lot better because of the time spent at the home so that they're extending the life of certain areas of the house, or are they just starting from scratch in new spots in the home?
Yeah, that is a great question. We have been seeing an uptick in home maintenance projects. So think things like keeping up with the systems in your home, things like lawn care cleaning, that ever pesky task of getting your gutters cleaned. We've seen a really strong uptick starting in 2020. On average, the homeowner is doing about 7.5 jobs per year just on home maintenance projects, which that's a lot. However, we all know our homes probably have more than 7 maintenance projects a year. So we still think that there's room to grow for homeowners in terms of maintenance and how they approach maintenance.
Well, what about the bigger project, the bigger sort of investment level projects? Are folks still doing the bathroom and kitchen remodels? I saw a note here that said you're seeing an uptick in things like adding solar panels, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, we are. And yes, to answer your question, yes, we are still seeing people take on some of those big improvement projects. Last year in 2022, across all home improvement, maintenance, and emergency repair work, homeowners spent about $13,000, and a bulk of that, around $9,000, was on those larger improvement projects. Looking forward, homeowners still want to take on a lot of work, and we saw bathrooms, solar panels, outdoor renovations, refinishing basements, and even upgrading HVAC systems as the top 5 projects people wanted to take on in the next 5 years. So, yes, people are still taking on the big projects, and they want to keep doing so over the next 5 years.
Are they spending a ton of money on these projects? Like, what kind of plans are they coming up with to pay for these?
Yeah, so that is an interesting question as well. We find that people are pretty budget conscious when it comes to home improvement projects. There's definitely folks that take on high end, but the average American homeowner is spending around $13,000 annually on all these projects combined. That being said, obviously there are probably some years where you take on a little bit more expensive ones and other years where you don't. But when we ask folks thinking about in the next 5 years in the future, these large investment projects, how do you want to fund them? The number one response was cash. And then right after that, credit card. So unlike years past where they might have been thinking about more traditional, like, loan-type investments, and this could absolutely be a reaction to interest rates, we see people saying, I want to fund this with cash and I want to fund this with credit cards.
Yeah, they also may not be building up the equity like they used to as quickly because home values and because the cost of the money is so high right now, right? So they're not really, they don't really have a lot of money they could tap into, like, with a home remodeling loan. So paying cash is always the best way because, they say, cash is king, right? And it's just nice to be able to have that and spend it and be done with it. You know what I think one of the great values is of the kinds of survey work that you guys do at Angi is a lot of times folks are buying homes and they don't really have much of a clue as to what the upkeep and the maintenance and the rental costs should be. And you've got some really good guidance from doing the work that you guys do. As you said, you know, the average spend across the whole of the home improvement, maintenance, and emergencies was $13,000. So across 12 and a half projects, so, you know, roughly $1,000 a project. You know, that's the kind of money you have to be able to sort of have set aside when you buy a house because you're going to be spending it. And then the other number is what's the budget for home maintenance project? And you guys calculated that at 1%. So 1% of your home value is what you're going to be spending every year just for the maintenance projects. You know, the heating and cooling system services and things of that nature, the chimney cleaning, that's going to all add up to be about 1% of your home's value. So really good guidance so you're not surprised by these types of expenses when they happen.
Now, Mallory, what about emergencies? I mean, sometimes you can't maintain everything, or maybe you just didn't. Something goes kablooey. So what should you be planning for?
Yeah, we find on average a homeowner has about 1 to 2 unplanned home emergencies every year. And the average price tag for those is around $2,000. So this is absolutely something that we highly recommend every homeowner consider. Have a pool of at least $2,000. I more recommend around $5,000. Sitting and ready, just in case anything comes up. We're also seeing an increase in these home emergencies correlating to some of the extreme weather that we're seeing more around the entire United States. So whether it's issues due to some of the severe rains that we're having out in California or the freezes that we're seeing throughout the state of Texas, even the kind of recent tornadoes in the southeastern United States, these kind of weather-related home emergencies are also happening with a little bit more frequency. So, yes, absolutely homeowners should be setting aside some money annually for these unexpected emergencies. Generally, if a homeowner has a home emergency, it's about $2,000, but I say it's always better to bucket a little bit more savings so you know that you'll have money to cover it. Even if it is something that's eventually going to be covered by your homeowner's insurance, you still might be paying out of pocket for a period of time.
Good advice. Mallory Mystich from Angi, the home expert. Thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. And, you know, on this show, we say you could do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone. And that includes getting help from good, qualified pros. You can find a pro to tackle your project by going to Angi.com. Thanks again.
Awesome. Thank you.
Coming up, safety, security, and style. A good outside lighting design should be delivering all three. We're going to have tips to improve your home's nighttime landscape with an exterior lightscape after this.
You live in a body pit.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Start the new year off Deich, doing it right with Deich Coatings. Now is a great time to take on a do-it-yourself stone project, and Deich Coatings makes it easy. I just used the Deich Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit to create a beautiful, durable granite-look countertop for a fraction of the cost of real granite and save thousands. Now that's a great return on investment. Luxrock kits are available in two sizes, 20 square feet for bathrooms and 40 square feet for kitchens. Application is an easy six-step project that delivered a smooth, glimmering granite surface and totally transformed my old kitchen in a single weekend. And you can choose from five of the most popular granite colors. Projects from Deich Coatings make a major home improvement impact for a minimal investment. Luxrock and other Deich Coating products are available online at the Home Depot and Lowe's. They can also be purchased with free shipping directly from DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Well, while most homeowners are focusing on how their landscape looks, they might not be focused on their lightscape. Now, with the right combination of exterior lighting, there's a whole new night view that's awaiting you and your neighbors as well. Now, a good lighting design can not only add safety and security, but it can also add style if you do it right. So here's what you need to consider. First of all, budget. Oh my goodness, when it comes to outdoor lighting, there definitely is a huge range there. Now, exterior lighting costs can run from a little to a lot, and adding a lightscape to a home where you plan to be for only a few years is going to merit kind of a different level of exterior lighting investment than a home you're going to be in for a very long time. But even for bigger lighting plans, this is one improvement that you can easily spread over a number of years. You do one side or one type of lighting at a time, and then you can sort of, you know, tackle it little by little.
Now, whether you're working with a pro or shopping for do-it-yourself lighting systems, go for quality fixtures and components. Low voltage, definitely the way to go, but you really need to work with good materials like copper and brass. There are a lot of cheap landscape lights out there, and some of them rarely last more than a season or two. So you're better off buying good quality fixtures and breaking your project up into smaller chunks to spread that cost out.
Now, you also want to think about creating mood and creating focus. A range of outdoor lighting fixtures make it possible to illuminate the home's exterior, as well as any Hollywood lighting designer could really do to focus that lighting on key features. That's definitely what you want to do. You want to think about focal points in the front yard, in the backyard, and those are the areas that are going to receive the brightest and, say, the most dramatic spotlighting, and then build the rest of the outdoor lighting scheme around that. Now, overall, you're going to shoot for a natural look that kind of replicates moonlight streaming softly from above, as opposed to those heavy doses of uplighting.
Yep, and one final point. Remember to think about this as a system where you have multiple components all combining to create that lightscape. You know, many times you think of lighting one fixture at a time, but in this case, you want to plan it out so it all works together to highlight your home.
Heading over to Gail in Virginia, who's got a heating system question. What's going on?
I have an oil furnace that provides my heat and my hot water.
Okay.
My problem is that I constantly have to adjust the water temperature in my shower.
Because it's too hot or too cold or what?
Yeah, too hot. I've tried turning it down. I've tried turning the temperature down on the furnace, but then it affects my heat and I run out of hot water.
I know exactly what you have. You don't actually have a furnace. You have a boiler.
Yeah.
And you have an indirect water heater. Is there a tank, the tank-like structure next to the boiler, or is it all coming straight off the boiler?
Straight off the boiler.
Okay. So what you want to look for, and maybe the next time you have the system serviced, you should be able to find this, is there's a valve called a mixing valve. And the purpose of the mixing valve is to add cold water to that 160-odd degree water that comes off the heating system, because you don't want to have that full temperatured water going to your shower because you're going to get scalded.
Uh-huh.
All tankless coils, that's the kind of system you have, by the way. It's called a tankless coil. It's built into the boiler. Have a mixing valve, and the mixing valve adds that cold water into it, and this way you have two basically ways to adjust temperature. As you've discovered, if you turn the temperature down for the water going through the boiler, your house doesn't heat quite so well because your radiators don't get hot. So, but there are really two separate purposes. You know, the water that you're using domestically for the shower shouldn't get any hotter than 110 or 120 degrees max. But for the heating system, do you have steel radiators or cast iron? What kind of radiators do you have?
Steel.
Okay, so those steel baseboard radios, usually you have to have 160, 170 degree water coming out of the boiler for that, for them to work right. So that's what's going on. You just need to find your mixing valve. So I would make sure you identify that and have the technician show you how to operate it and set it, because you shouldn't have to keep messing around with it, okay?
Excellent. Thank you so very much.
This is the Money Pit. Welcome to the almost spring season. Whatever you are working on, the Money Pit is here to lend a hand. We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie's going to help you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, you've got some gunk or maybe odors inside of that fridge? Well, we're going to share some tips on the best way to keep it clean and free of bacteria next.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
For details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Look around your house. We know you got a project or two in mind. Give us a call for help. The number here is 888-MONEYPIT or post your question at moneypit.com/ask.
Patty wrote in saying, I'm replacing my T111 plywood siding with a vinyl siding, and I've got one side of the house that's buckled, and I'm wondering if that particular side should be removed.
Well, not remove, Patty, but definitely fix so that the vinyl lies flat. T111 actually plays two roles. It acts as both the sheathing, which structurally reinforces the framing of the exterior home, and it serves as the siding, which keeps the water out. So you definitely need it. But if the siding is not going over a flat surface, it's not going to lay right. It's going to warp, especially in the warmer weather. And when the siding is installed, it's really important that it's not nailed solidly to that sheathing. It's nailed loosely. You want to make sure siding has the ability to expand and contract. That's why behind the siding, the nailing flange has slats in it and not holes, because you want to make sure it can slide back and forth. And if you have a flat surface and the right installation, you'll be good to go for many, many years. Well, if you've seen some gunk or odors inside your fridge, Leslie's got some tips on the best way to keep it clean and clear away bacteria that can spoil your food in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie, I always see some gunk now and again in my fridge. Seems like it's a constant battle.
Yeah.
De-gunk it.
Think about it. You're in that fridge every day, multiple times a day, with all kinds of stuff, things that can be messy and things that can spill. You know, it's definitely an interesting place. So you got to think about it. Some time it's going to get gunky and it's going to get stinky. So how do you tackle that? Well, you need to regularly wipe down those shelves, the drawers, even the walls of the fridge, because that's going to help remove those stains and then remove those odors. But it's also important for cleaning bacteria that can spoil food. Now, Whirlpool has a few helpful tips for cleaning your fridge and keeping things fresh. First of all, remove everything. Take inventory of all the food that's in the fridge and even in the freezer. Toss out anything that's spoiled or expired, and then place the rest in coolers so it's not going to spoil while you do the work. Then go ahead, turn the power off or unplug the fridge and remove the shelves and the drawers so they warm up. Nothing is worse than trying to, like, clean some gunk off of a really cold shelf. It just doesn't go anywhere. So next there, you want to deep clean that interior. You can use a mild, non-abrasive cleaner that's going to degrease and also disinfect. You can start by wiping down the walls, the ceiling, the bottom surface. Remember all of the drawers, all of the shelves. Then rinse everything. You want to use a soft, damp cloth and then let everything dry completely before you kind of put it all back together. Now, it's also important to clean underneath the fridge. In fact, a handy flat cleaning wand, like the kind you use for dusting window shades and the blinds, that can actually help sweep the bottom and clean the condenser coils. And clean coils are going to help to regulate that temperature inside of the refrigerator. Now, lastly, everybody's hands are touching the outside of that fridge. And, think about all the germs. And if you got kids, everything they're touching. And then they're touching the fridge. And maybe they're picking their nose. You know, I might be speaking from experience of what goes on in my house.
Nice.
But those fridge handles are gross. It's gross. So definitely clean the handles, but also clean the door seals and the doors themselves. You can use a mix of dish soap and water and then dry everything thoroughly. And then by the time you're done, you might be hungry, so you can reach into that nice clean fridge and grab something to eat for all your hard work.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, you know, when most of us head for a hot shower, get the blood flowing like first thing in the morning, we often have to wait, and sometimes wait for the water that runs through the shower to get hot, right? Well, a hot water recirculation system can solve this once and for all. It's not hard to do, and we'll explain the details on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
On display now at Turtle Bay Museum, Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art, 1975 through 2018, featuring 36 art pieces created by Marine combat artists who documented their own experience in times of war and peace. This traveling museum exhibition is sponsored by the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation from the National Museum of the Marine Corps. Open now through April 30th. Honor, Courage, Commitment, Marine Corps Art at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Former President Trump casting himself as the only Republican candidate who can build on his White House legacy. Speaking at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference Saturday, Mr. Trump says under the Biden administration, leftist ideology has taken root and the U.S. is in decline.
We're now in a Marxism state of mind, a communism state of mind, which is far worse. We're a nation in decline. Our enemies are desperate to stop us because they know that we are the only ones who can stop them.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump drew 62% of the vote in the straw poll for the 2024 GOP nomination. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who's considering mounting a challenge to the former president, saw his numbers in the low 20s. This past week, the new House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party held its first meeting about how the Beijing's competing with the U.S. ideologically, technologically, in economics, and militarily. Iowa Representative Ashley Hinson says China has a target date.
It's very clear the CCP's ultimate goal is to realize that Chinese dream by 2049. That's not lost on our committee, that's the 100th anniversary, obviously. Big deal for China. And we need to make sure that we're fighting for the American dream, not the Chinese dream.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Hinson says the Chinese dream is an American nightmare. In Maryland Saturday. A tanker truck overturned on a Highway 15 in Frederick, about an hour's drive west of Baltimore, in a bawling, fiery crash, killing the driver and burning several vehicles in nearby homes. No one else was hurt. NTSB is on the scene, and an investigation has been started. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A Canadian woman and a pediatric cardiologist from Georgia winners in the Key West annual conch shell blowing contest. Brian Cardis of Macon, Georgia performed the Jimmy Buffett song Fins on a pink-lined conch shell with holes so it can be played like a flute. Cardis, a Georgia doctor, said making music with a conch shell is not as easy as it looks.
You sort of have to just buzz your lips when you're blowing into it, and so it's not blowing straight air. You have to make a noise with your lips in order to generate the sound.
Ford will increase production of 6 models through the year as the company and the auto industry start to rebound from sluggish U.S. sales in 2022. Automaker plans to build more of the Mustang Mach-E, the Bronco Sport SUV, and the Maverick small pickup. SRN and townhall.com. U.S. was shut out from the top prizes at the recent International Water Tasting Contest.
Entries from Canada took the top 2 spots for best municipal water at the 33rd annual Berkeley Springs International Water Tasting in West Virginia. Clearbrook, British Columbia, a previous 6-time champion, took home first place, and North Muskoka, Ontario, finished second. Judges based their rankings on taste, odor, mouthfeel, and aftertaste. The entries came from 18 states, 3 Canadian provinces, and 14 other countries. John Scott report.
Stellantis moving closer to closing a factory in Belvidere, Illinois, the company preparing for a costly transition from internal combustion to electric vehicles. Over 1,300 employees officially placed on idle this week, meaning the company intends to shut down the plant, which could be a lightning rod for contract talks this summer with the UAW. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. James Freeman of the Wall Street Journal coming up shortly. We have a lot of news, got a big verdict, comes up. We're not going to really discuss that. It's been beat to death. We will be talking about what's happening around the world and of consequence. Including the President of the United States being totally out of touch on 2 major issues. One, the toxic train, and number 2, absolute fentanyl, and why his party, 70% of his party, does not want him to run again. Can you, before they actually say that and do that, can you name a few people that you would like to see run instead? Because for some reason, Democrats can't name anyone. Let's get to the big 3.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big 3. Sponsored by Crunch Fitness. Interested in owning your own business in a growing $30 billion industry? Check out Crunch Fitness at crunch.com.
Number 3.
Congressional Black Caucus lawmakers told me yesterday that they were surprised and disappointed in President Biden's announcement that he would not veto a resolution blocking changes to D.C.'s criminal code.
changes, making the criminals, putting the criminals first, not punishing criminals at all. Are Dems waking up to crime as a bad thing? The latest evidence, a pro-criminal D.C. block bill by Republicans is enjoined by the president, who says, I won't veto it. From New Orleans to San Francisco to Los Angeles to Chicago to Philadelphia to New York, crime is raging, and suddenly the politicians seem to be getting the message, at least some of them.
Number two.
Chairman Xi, the president of the Chinese Communist Party, has clearly said that they will replace the United States as a global superpower, that they will dominate the West by dominating key technology areas.
Here you go. That is Mike Waltz, of course. China has always had a quest to outproduce us economically and militarily. But now they seem to have a beyond course to lap us academically and technologically. This is our national wake-up call. We better answer it.
Number one.
She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. That fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
Yeah, nice little laugh, right? It's so funny. Marjorie Taylor Greene brought up that somebody that these two children died, young men died underneath President Biden. It was the last months of Trump. But that is missing the point. Clueless and heartless. President Biden seems truly oblivious to the magnitude of death and destruction from fentanyl and the border and his policies. Heartless as he laughs about the death of two young men because he's not to blame. The mom of those two boys sounds off. And that's where we begin. Her name is Rebecca Kiesling. You might have seen her on TV. You might have seen her on TV testifying or with Fox and Friends or around our channel. Why? She lost two of her sons because they took Percocet and was laced with fentanyl and they died on the spot. So she was telling her story to let everybody know, Democrats and Republicans, that we have to seal the border because that's where almost all of it comes through. So when Marjorie Taylor Greene says, well, President Biden is to blame, President Biden says this in response, cut one.
She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. Well, the interesting thing is that fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
Wow. Funny thing is, and it's so funny. Now, look, we all say things that are inappropriate sometimes, especially on television when you're constantly on camera. But he has plenty of time to walk that back and straighten it out in his follow-up remarks, and he didn't. It struck me as bizarre. And for Rebecca Kiesling, who is we referring to, who lost her two sons, she said this, cut two.
What a horrible human being. How can he sit there and joke about it? Somebody asked me, did he just, misspeak? I'm like, this shows his heart. You don't have to think about what you say in a moment like this. And to me, it's like it shows this is why he just opened the border so wide. He just doesn't care. He's completely heartless. The president owes me an apology. And all of the other parents who have lost their children, they owe us. He owes us an apology.
Right. So here's KGP, who can't never step up to the plate and step up to the and win challenge, said this, cut three.
When it comes to this president, I believe the American people knows who he is fundamentally because he's been around for some time, and they have watched him go through grief. They have watched him deal with really personal loss. And so this is a president that understands that. He expressed sympathy for her last night, and his heart goes out to any person who has to go through that type of trauma, that type of hurt.
Okay. Everyone's tired of hearing the president's had tragedy. We know it. They sold it as a reason to vote for him. They always sell it as a reason to vote for him. Wife lost in the 70s through an accident. Was not telling the truth. Said the guy who hit her was drunk. He wasn't. He's walked that back. And then we know about Bo Biden dying of brain cancer. Terrible. But it doesn't mean that what he didn't wasn't heartless and clueless, because this is not the first time. He doesn't acknowledge anything at the border. You know, we're not talking about a car accident, which can't be helped, but you're talking about the border, which you just do not want to enforce. They say between 4 and 6 million people have come here illegally.
countless pounds and tons of fentanyl are in our borders. 70% of all overdoses are from fentanyl. If you want to stop it, you stop at the border. 22% increase in deaths from fentanyl since he became president of the United States. How could you possibly even giggle about that, especially when you're talking about death? Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene coming out making that statement is dumb, blaming anybody, saying that person killed my son or daughter when they weren't directly involved. I think it's a huge leap. You better be sure. And number two is when she came out and said we need a national divorce. I thought that was actually irresponsible. But his reaction is anything but leadership. And it should be walked back almost immediately. And that mom should be called if anybody in his staff knows what they're doing. When it comes to crime, when it comes overall to what's happening, he's ignoring the border. Now, when it comes to what's happening with crime, we see Lori Lightfoot lost her job, first person not to get reelected as mayor of Chicago in 40 years. We see they're trying to recall the New Orleans mayor because they are down hundreds of cops and crime. They are the murder capital of the country, and she doesn't do her job. We saw the recall of the AG over in San Francisco, Chesa Boudin. Now we're seeing all hell breaking loose with moderates emerging in other major cities, including in San Francisco, as an alternative that not only doesn't want to defund the police, will start backing the police. So Washington, D.C. Council decides to put together these new rules when it comes to crime and punishment. With 485 carjackings last year, up 14% from the previous year. When you have last year, you have a rise in crime that we have not seen before in Washington, D.C. Homicides are up 40%. Car thefts have more than doubled. I mentioned to you about carjacking. We see what happened with the Washington Redskins wide receiver. We're watching staffers on Capitol Hill get mugged. So some reason the D.C. council decides we're going to make everything looser, make punishment harder to distribute. So President Biden tweets out yesterday, I support D.C. statehood and home rule, but I can't support some of the changes the D.C. council put forward over the mayor's objections. Yep, the mayor's objections. So lowering penalties for carjackings. If the Senate votes to overturn the D.C. council, which they did, he will not block it. He will sign it. Now, that made Democrats outraged. This guy, the AG Brian Schwab. In D.C., Attorney General says any effort to overturn the D.C. laws degrades the right of 700,000 residents. AOC, this ain't it. D.C. has a right to govern itself, this state, and any other state or municipality. If the president supports D.C. statehood, he should govern like it's got plenty of places pass laws the president may disagree with. He should respect them. Then others would just came out with expletives to describe them. Why? Because people like Senator Joe Manchin, Senator Angus King, Senator Sherrod Brown, Senator Tester are all in red states, to a degree anyway, with Senator Angus King. And they know they're going to have a real struggle to get six more years. And they're up for an election next year. They cannot look like soft on crime. So he's looking out for them and tangentially himself. This will be something that will resonate come election day. Among the people upset is Eugene Scott, an Axios senior political reporter. He talks about crime and what's happening and why this is a red hot issue. Cut 15.
Congressional Black Caucus lawmakers told me yesterday that they were surprised and disappointed in President Biden's announcement that he would not veto a resolution blocking changes to D.C.'s criminal code. As you may know, the D.C. City Council wants to reduce severe penalties for certain violent crimes, and House Republicans who have a say in this matter do not support this idea. When Biden announced that he would not veto a plan to block this resolution, it opened the floodgates for other Senate Democrats to express their lack of support for the changes as well. And this is an important issue because crime in cities is something that Republicans have voiced that they are going to attack Democrats on in 2024. And Biden is taking a position that makes it seem like he is very aware and concerned about that allegation.
How dare he try to get ahead of something?
So this crime bill would reduce maximum sentences, get rid of nearly every mandatory minimum sentence, allow for jury trials in almost all misdemeanor cases, reduce penalties for offenses like burglaries, carjacking, robberies, max penalty for felonies with gun drops to 4 years from 15 years. So why would anybody want that bill in their city? You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, I'm going to take your calls on this. We have a lot more to discuss. Don't move.
Politics, current events, and news that affects you. Brian's got a lot more to say. Stay with Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Singer-songwriter Ed Sheeran makes the Dean's List for making surprise visits to children's hospitals during his free time. Staff and patients at Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital in Australia cheered as Ed Sheeran performed his hit songs in his spare time between shows.
I'm thinking about how people fall in love.
Hospital staff say it was a once-in-a-lifetime experience to see Ed Sheeran with these kids and making their day. This isn't the first time the superstar has stopped by local hospitals to perform for patients and their caregivers. The pictures show the absolute joy from the children, their families, doctors, and nurses as he performs in hospital rooms. One young fan even performed a duet of one of his famous songs, and he stayed a little longer to sit down and talk with the kids, listen to their stories, and find out where they lived. Ed Sheeran, you are awesome. Keep spreading that sunshine. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an Iron Curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. It may be
be time to take a vacation. A recent study finds a rise in the number of people who say their job is leaving them feeling burned out. The organization Future Forum finds more than 40% of the global workforce is suffering from burnout, a new high up from the 38% who reported these feelings in 2021. Researchers studied more than 10,000 full-time employees from several countries, including the U.S., the U.K., and France. Data finding more women than men were likely to say they were burned out, but people under age 30 also more likely to cite exhaustion than their older colleagues. But as companies continue bringing remote workers back into the office, the Future Forum study finds people who were frustrated with a lack of work flexibility were 43% more likely to feel burned out compared to workers who were happy with their schedules. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Lastly, I spoke briefly with Russia's Foreign Minister Lavrov on the margins of our G20 meeting today. I urged Russia to reverse its irresponsible decision and return to implementing the New START Treaty, which places verifiable limits on the nuclear arsenals of the United States and the Russian Federation. Mutual compliance is in the interest of both our countries. It's also what people around the world expect from us as a nuclear power.
All right, I can't even listen to him anymore. He's the most boring man in America. You can just see him being intimidated and cowering when it comes to China. And then yesterday, our Secretary of State pulled over, or vice versa, Lavrov, and they spoke on the sidelines of the G20, at which time nothing was accomplished. And now he's just telling everyone what he said. Stop the invasion and the aggression in Ukraine and go back to the Nuclear START Treaty. Nobody wants you in the Nuclear START Treaty, and here's why. Because China's not in it, and they are lapping both countries as they pretend to go by it. We're sticking with it. Russia is not sticking with it. And China continues to build with all types of success because they have nothing limiting them. You need a three-way policy or no policy. That's the story. So Anthony Blinken showing the lack of backbone. I know a diplomat's got to be somewhat measured, but please tell me that you don't tell me this guy's been tough behind closed doors. He's got absolutely no results. The other thing to keep in mind is that they're in India. India has just ignored. In fact, they have profited off the sanctions that the West has put on Russia. They've walked in and taken over the McDonald's and the Western franchises. It all picked up stakes and left. They've profited off the cheap oil and gas that they've gotten, and they've gotten even more arms, it seems, from Russia. Because they use Russia, I understand it, as a hedge against China, because they're basically in a border war with China. Got it. I'm not asking you to do something that's not in your national interest. But you got to use our leverage, our market, our ability to manufacture there and buy from there as a push. And I'll show it to other Western nations to say, guys, get on board. People are dying because you and India are looking at Russia as a friend. So the pull aside, as reviewed by John Kirby, Cut 14.
It was a pull aside. They were in the same room at the G20 in New Delhi, and Secretary Blinken took the opportunity available to him to make three key points. One, we don't want Russia to suspend their participation in New START because that treaty makes both our countries safer. Two, we want Paul Whelan back. We got a proposal on the table. They ought to take it. And three, we're going to continue to support Ukraine. It was a 10-minute pull aside. It wasn't a pre-scheduled long bilat kind of a meeting. I mean, it was an opportunity that Secretary Blinken took advantage of.
So that's what's happening. We know Ukrainians are trying to hold on to Bakhmut. They said tactically you don't really need that town, but they don't want to give the Russians even a PR victory. Meanwhile, if you've seen some of these reports, for those people who think I am crazy to think the Russians can do anything besides fight in Ukraine, here's proof that you are wrong and I'm right. Georgia, they're sending people in plain clothes to foment unrest inside that nation's capital while they still control two of those separatist provinces that they've held since, I think, 2008. Russia is also, according to the people of Moldova and the government there, trying to put together and staging a slow-motion coup while pressuring Serbia to acknowledge and support the war. Thankfully, they pushed back, while also pushing the stands to stay out and influencing their decision to stay away and not actually side with Ukraine, where their instincts would be there. And then we know, too, that they have a deal by 2030 to fully absorb Belarus, who is the only nation in the area that I know of that has endorsed and sided with Russia, even though their government side with Russia, their people for the most part don't. Meanwhile, as you talk about 2024, Joe Biden has not yet said if for sure he's going to run, but did indicate yesterday that it's all but official. Cut 19.
When will you announce your re-election, sir?
When I announce it.
Yeah, when I announce it. And they think it's going to be a few weeks. We know that the first lady basically said the same thing. And we know that 70% of Democrats feel as though he's too old to run and don't want to see him do it again. Among the people that he has not won over are people that have to win in red states, like Joe Manchin, 20.
But if he were to run again, would you support him?
Well, let's just see who's all in the game. I'm not going to say I'm going to support or not support somebody. I want to see and find the best pathway for America. We've got to get out of the toxic relationships that we have in our political process.
So Democrats, wait a minute. He is... You're a Democrat. He's a Democrat.
Well, no.
He would not automatically support the president for re-election.
Hold on. He's our president, okay?
He also wouldn't commit to being a Democrat. We know, too, that head-to-head, Senator Joe Manchin would lose to Justice right now by about 20 points. Governor Jim Justice. Question is, does the governor at this point in his life, even though he's got private jets himself, he's a multimillionaire, maybe a billionaire, does he want to go back and forth from Washington to West Virginia at this point after being a very popular governor? And also, he manages to coach a women's basketball team. It's pretty interesting. So when we come back, why the president hasn't gone to East Palestine, and why by President Trump going, do his fortunes rise? Because in almost every poll as of late, outside one I saw in California, Trump is still in the top spot. What his strategy is on Governor DeSantis, who he looks at as his own legitimate competition. Nikki Haley, he was very kind to when she said she's going to run, say he's my friend. Tim Scott, you're not going to do well if you insult Tim Scott, one of the nicest men in America and most respected in politics, period. And then you have Mike Pompeo. You're not going to get the West Point guy who's number one in his class, former director of the CIA, former head of the State Department, Secretary of State, to back down. But the question is, will he ever have the momentum that Trump has? Listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, I'm going to be joined by James Freeman of the Wall Street Journal. Don't move. So glad you're here.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck reek? Could you do that again?
When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, the longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them and other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
Mention this ad and get 50% off any pair of magnetic signs.
Wonderland Signs, now celebrating 33 years in business in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. Wonderland Signs.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everybody. James Freeman's with me now for the Wall Street Journal. You just saw him on the channel, but he's really saved his good stuff for the radio. Am I right, James?
Yes, always.
Right. And again, they sense that on the show. They're like, why are you holding back?
It was a little Brian's tense. Next. Yeah, it was awkward. Right? It was the elephant in the room.
Yeah, you would not offer any opinions. So, James, I was pretty struck by this. You got to take for a second to understand this. The D.C. Council, there's no government in D.C. There's no governor in D.C., even though if the Democrats had their way, it would be another state.
Yes.
So the D.C. Council comes out and goes, I have a great idea. With crime so high, let's loosen up crime. Let's loosen up punishment and stop enforcing it. And they put together a series of things. For example, they are going to reduce maximum sentences, get rid of nearly every mandatory minimum sentence, allow for jury trials in almost all misdemeanor cases, reduce penalties for offenses like burglaries, carjacking, robberies. So the Democrats are beginning to panic on this in these red states like Tester, like Manchin, like Angus King, like Sherrod Brown. And the president decided, I'm not going to veto it. I'm going to allow the block of these D.C. rules to go through. What's the ripple effect of that decision?
Well, he did. And by the way, I think you deserve a lot of credit for shining a light on this issue. This was this really became national news, I think, in large part because of your efforts. And so you have the Republican Congress with 31 Democrats saying, no, we're not going to allow these lighter sentencing guidelines to go through in D.C.
The Democratic mayor didn't want it. The police chief didn't want it.
Exactly. Just to show how radical it was, Democratic mayor in D.C. vetoed this plan. The city council overrode her veto. So constitutionally, the Congress can, the federal government does oversee D.C. So we have this bill, 31 Democrats joining Republicans to say, no, this is not going to go through. The last thing this city needs is it suffers through this horrific crime surge. Homicides up 35% last year. Car thefts over 100%. The last thing we need to do is reduce maximum sentences.
What an embarrassment to our nation's capital, too, on top of that.
Yes.
So an anonymous House Democrat to the Hill via text said, the White House effed us royally. So a lot of us who are allies voted no in order to support what the White House wanted.
Right.
173 in the House, by the way. And now we are being hung out to dry. Effing amateur hour. Sorry about this if I'm not centering myself well. Head should roll over the White House.
No. What the president did.
I'm just telling you what the Democrats.
I know they're feeling upset because they thought, and it seemed like administration policy. In fact, I think there was a statement of administration policy against this Republican effort to stop the madness in D.C. And so the president, fortunately, has realized why this is a crazy idea. I think he was probably encouraged in that, looking at the Chicago mayoral results, where once again, voters in a big city said, you have got to do something about crime, repudiated the incumbent mayor there. Now, you know, are some Democrats going to have hurt feelings? Yes, but this is a really positive turn. We've been waiting to see if Biden would break with the progressive left on any of their priorities, on anything really. And this is the first sign that he's willing to consider real bipartisan compromise. To this point, he talks about how he likes bipartisan compromise, and what he means by that is getting a few Republicans on board a big spending bill that he's
like infrastructure,
yeah.
Like the CHIPS bill.
Yeah. This is the first what you might call a Republican idea that he said, okay, that's a good idea. I'm willing to go with that.
So just to show you the pushback within his own party, the AG, Brian Schwab, the D.C. Attorney General, I should say, any effort to overturn the D.C. law degrades the right of this nearly 700,000 residents and elected officials to self-govern, a right that almost every other American has. As the city's chief legal officer, I will continue to advocate for D.C.'s full autonomy and statehood. But until that time, the president can block.
And he has the responsibility. The Constitution gives him the responsibility, gives the federal government the responsibility for overseeing D.C. And this is great news for the residents of D.C.
Right.
This is the hope that they're turning the corner on this really, really awful crime wave.
So the thing is, too, is the Republicans got to be happy as Americans.
Yes.
But unhappy politically, because if you want those red states to have red senators, like Sherrod Brown at 70 years old, like Joe Manchin in West Virginia, if Jim Justice runs, he'll probably crush him. Out in Montana, John Tester, Mr. Everyman, who votes liberal every single time, pretends to be a moderate, never takes a stand. He leaves Cinnamon Manch out there all the time. And Angus King says, I'm an independent. So this helps them.
I think a lot of those Democratic senators up in 2024 will want to vote with House Republicans and with the president on this, with where the president is now. Does that neutralize a powerful issue for Republicans? Maybe, but what's the point of these elections? You want them to matter. And I think this raises the possibility that this is the start of something where the president, you see Joe Manchin in the Senate saying, you've really got to negotiate on spending. You can't sit there and say, we don't discuss it, we just issue more debt. That's not a tenable position. I think this raises the hope, and the politics may make it trickier for Republicans, but for all of us, I think we have to be encouraged that the government might actually address some real problems.
James Freeman from the Wall Street Journal here. So let's talk about 2024. I'm sure you've seen the last five polls that show Trump with a pretty substantial lead over Ron DeSantis, who's a solid second in every single poll. Mm-hmm. In California, DeSantis leads. It will be a lot of electoral points. You're not going to win the general. And today, Ron DeSantis is heading to Iowa next week, speaking at the Club for Growth, that does not like the president, President Trump. He seems to clash with them all the time. He'll be kickoff speaker of the three-day seminar, the three-day retreat there. So Ron DeSantis is going to Iowa, rolling out a book, doing a lot of interviews. In your mind, is he running?
Yes, and he should.
How discouraged, if at all, do you think he is by his team that they're not winning in these polls against the former president who's got a raft of legal issues?
Well, I think the DeSantis, if it is a campaign, I think it has some work to do. I think you have a lot of Republican voters who say, yes, we understand President Trump's flaws, but we don't trust other politicians to have the toughness to deliver for us on the issues we really care about. And I think that's really been the issue all along. I think DeSantis is someone who can persuade those voters.
He's got to figure out how he's going to take on Trump.
That is tricky. So I think he has to be respectful of the accomplishments of the Trump administration. You're not going to go anywhere pretending that the 2017 tax reform wasn't significant.
Moving the embassy, the Abraham Accords.
And the judges, justices.
The trade deals.
So I think he's got to be respectful of the achievements.
Which will be easy because he believes it.
Yes. He's also needs to explain how going forward this gives those Republican voters a better chance to see their values, their issues reflected in governance. And what he's got in Florida is a significant record, not just of political success, turning Miami-Dade County Republican, which was kind of amazing, but substantive success. Mm-hmm. And he showed he was tough enough to say no to the COVID madness.
Right.
When much of the country was locking up and governments issuing mandates instead of allowing people to do the sensible thing.
Look what he did with Disney and just taking out corporations.
Great example.
Where Brian Kemp wasn't able to push back on Delta and Major League Baseball. He wouldn't tend to go, oh, Disney, you're done. And not looking back.
And I think the Disney example, I agree completely. There are not many politicians who are able to win that kind of fight. And DeSantis has shown he's got the toughness, but also the savvy to do it. And I know there are some people like me who treasure limited government free markets who say, oh, that wasn't good. We don't want politicians picking out industries and basically going after them politically. But this is not picking on Disney. Disney had the sweetheart deal of all sweetheart deals. To say you're not going to have some special lobbyist-created benefit that other businesses don't get is not an abuse of power.
Right, but it is a pushback because Bob Iger, I didn't know this until I read Ron DeSantis' book. Bob Iger was the first one to come out and say, hey, guys, listen to your employees. This don't say gay bill is not good. And that's when the employees started rising up. I did not know this. Mostly in Burbank. But by extension in Orlando, when Bob Chapek comes out and says, you know, that we don't subscribe to this, we're coming out against this, they had already spoken. And DeSantis said, Bob, calm down. You're going to get blowback for 48 hours. This is not the don't say gay bill. It's telling parents of third graders, don't worry, your kid's not going to be asked to pick a gender. That's it.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, he calls a press conference and he caves. Because of shareholders. I mean, this time he got slapped down, and he lost his job in the process.
I think that fight is going to benefit a lot of people around the country in a lot of different ways.
And a lot of governors.
Yeah, and DeSantis hung in there because he knew there are not that many states where Disney could go, where the the governor, the political leadership would say, oh, here's 20,000 acres where you can be your own government. And, oh, you want to intervene in state politics and insist that kindergartners talk about or the teachers gender talk fluid. To kindergartners about sex. You know, there are just not many jurisdictions where that's welcomed.
So let's talk about the Trump-DeSantis battle. Mike Allen weighed in on another network from Axios and says, here's the Trump's plan to defeat Ron DeSantis. Cut 21.
Donald Trump is trying to scare Ron DeSantis out of the race. He's trying to rattle his self-confidence, his support, and that's why he, according to conversations he's having friends with, we've talked with, is going to be going after him, amping up the rhetoric. And why this matters is that Trump thinks that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is the Republican who is most likely to go the distance. He can imagine the Republican primary winding up as a two-person race. And so he's trying to use his fear factor against DeSantis. And, of course, you well know the reason a lot of those candidates aren't attacking Trump is they know what will come at them. And in the case of DeSantis, here's what's coming after him. Trump's going to talk a lot about his past, talk about cutting entitlements, Medicare, Social Security, including when he was a congressman. He's going to talk about the loyalty that he thinks that he should have for Trump, who was a big help in making him governor.
So will that work? Loyalty will work. We'll see how that goes.
I think if it is a one-on-one battle for most of this campaign, and by the way, this is good. This is we like a competitive process. All of our political parties, they should have vigorous primary debates. That's how you find out who's for real, what their issues are, what they're going to do in office. So I think this is healthy. I do think it. If it's a two-person race, I think DeSantis has an edge. I think looking at the history from 2015, 2016, where Trump has an edge would be if a whole bunch of people get in the race along with DeSantis, and he can win with relatively small percentages.
So what DeSantis has got to do, and just be careful and think it through, is he got to beat Trump without losing his voters.
Yeah.
So that's just it. So how do you not lose his voters? And there's smarter people than me that comes up with that idea. So instinctively, you'd say, well, what has Trump done as president? Well, that's most people like a lot. Most Republicans like 96% of what he did. What don't they like? Well, not many Republicans thought in retrospect January 6th was a good idea to have that rally and tell him to go over. Does anyone think that was a good idea? Even at the time, we all thought it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
How many people thought it was a good idea to take boxes to Mar-a-Lago, even though you thought it was okay or miscommunication? Why just not give them all back? Why would you not do that? So if those are vulnerabilities, you know what they are? Those are what Democrats would say. So that's where if you're attacking Trump on January 6th or taking documents back, that's where Republicans have been used to going, yeah, that's right. You're just focusing on minor things. So when you go try to find a vulnerability, you have to find the vulnerability that conservatives would say Trump was vulnerable at, not what maybe a moderate independent would think.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. It's something that requires a lot of thought because those two examples, I look at the documents issue and I think it is really an abuse of power going after Trump.
Absolutely.
Whereas,
can I just add this? Washington Post had stories that the FBI pushed back against prosecutors saying, I don't want to do the raid.
And we kind of had that sense because it was an odd thing where they told us that this had to be done, this extreme step of raiding the president's house. But you remember there was that long period in the summer between the last communication and when they decided to do the raid. And you couldn't help but wonder, wait a minute, if this is so urgent, if you got to go in there to get something that absolutely cannot be let into the enemy's hands or whatever, why did they take so long to decide to do the raid?
Right. And then with, of course, the Biden documents being found and the Pence documents being found, how are you actually going to go after Trump and pretend you're not biased?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't – I think I agree with you. That's not the way to attack him. On the election stuff, I think the case to Republican voters is, look, this is, one, it's not good for our republic that our last two election losers, Hillary Clinton and then Donald Trump, have refused to accept the results. That's bad. But the second thing is,
real quick,
reality, voters don't like either of them for that reason. So if you want to get a majority.
Yeah, that's the key. Get more than just the Republicans. James Freeman, Wall Street Journal, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, back in a moment.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I can't believe tax season is here already.
But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
The steak experts at Omaha Steaks are helping you spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. Grab all your favorites at 50% off, like tender steaks, ocean fresh seafood, air-chilled chicken, and more. Plus, use promo code HOT at omahasteaks.com at checkout for an additional $30 off your order. Get fired up and spring into something special. But hurry, 50% off site-wide is only for a limited time. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use code HOT at checkout for an additional $30 off during their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. When it comes to dining out, some casual and fast food joints don't really give you a bang for your buck, according to consumers who took part in a survey by wealth management and investment banking firm Stifel. The report looked at menu pricing at several popular chains, along with how customers rated them in terms of value, along with which ones left them hungry. The most expensive chain, based on the average cost of a popular meal across 20 cities, is Panera Bread, with a price of around $14.75. Others in the top five were Chipotle, Blaze Pizza, Shake Shack, and Jersey Mike's. Survey respondents were also asked, which restaurants do you think have become too expensive for what they're dishing out? Shake Shack topped the list by a wide margin. On the flip side, consumers seem to like the value offered at McDonald's and Taco Bell. Mind you, there were limitations to Stifel's survey because not every chain in the country was considered, like Five Guys, which was even more expensive than Panera Bread. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley DeBorca with a Fox Movie Profile with Fandango's Eric Davis and a look at where some of the year's Oscar Best Picture nominees are on the Rotten Tomatoes tomato meter, starting with the Cate Blanchett-led Tar.
Tar is at 90% on the tomato meter. It's Cate Blanchett being the legend that she is, turning in a powerful performance as a masterful conductor and composer who begins to fall from grace. Blanchett and Michelle Yeoh are neck and neck as frontrunners in that Best Actress category.
Women Talking is up for the top title.
Women Talking is 91% on the tomato meter. It is an exceptional ensemble picture based on a celebrated story about a group of women living in a colony who come together to debate leaving the colony after one of their own is raped.
There's also Triangle of Sadness.
So this is lowest on the tomato meter at 72%. And it's perhaps a surprise nominee. The film is a dark comedy about a bunch of rich, snobby people who go on a nightmare cruise and wind up stranded on an island.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
His mouth. mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, well, we're back. Just great to have James Freeman joining us from the Wall Street Journal. I just want to play the second half of what Mike Allen said about the DeSantis, the Trump plan to defeat DeSantis. Cut 22.
Trump has been truthing, as he calls tweeting on his platform, Truth Social. He's been talking a lot about Paul Ryan, trying to say that DeSantis is a lackey of the former speaker and shares his views. He's going to go after, ironically, DeSantis to say that he was too cautious about COVID. Of course, largely the rap on the governor is the opposite. And fifth, Mika and Joe, he's going to say that he's waffled on Ukraine. Now, as we do this contest of who's in whose head, Governor DeSantis is not taking the bait. He's brushing it off. His staff is not commenting. And the other day, Governor DeSantis dismissed what Donald's saying, his constituent in Palm Beach, as background noise.
So I don't think linking Paul Ryan and DeSantis will work. It's not Mitt Romney. Because the problem with that is DeSantis doesn't even have to get, he said, listen, have you seen what I'm doing in Florida? Have you seen me act like Paul Ryan? Do you see that I agree with almost everything? Do you see with the whole Russia hoax, I was the first congressman to stand by you? Do you see how strong I was taking on corporate America and how willing I was to do it when it came to the pandemic?
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder, live at the gas station on 41st Street, reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump was the headline speaker Saturday at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, telling the packed crowd in attendance that if he's reelected, he'll get rid of the deep state.
I will fire the unelected bureaucrats and shadow forces who have weaponized our justice system like it has never been weaponized before. Sick. These are sick people. And I will put the people back in charge of this country again. The people will be back in charge of our country.
Results of a straw poll at the 2024 presidential nomination that was held in Oxon Hill, Maryland, shows Mr. Trump with 62%. About 20 cars of an Norfolk Southern cargo train derailed near Springfield, Ohio, Saturday evening, the second derailment of the company's trains in that state in a month. But unlike the February 3rd derailment in East Palestine, a company spokesperson says there are no hazardous materials aboard the train. A disgraced cryptocurrency entrepreneur may be getting a phone.
Prosecutors and attorneys for FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried now requesting he be allowed to have a flip phone or another device that's not a smartphone while on bail. Under that proposal, Bankman-Fried's phone functions would be limited to SMS text messages and voice calls. He could also get a new laptop with very limited use. A judge still must decide whether to approve that proposal. Jason Walker reporting.
Search crews rescued Californians stranded for days in multiple feet of snow after back-to-back storms plastered the state's mountain communities. And meanwhile, a tanker truck hauling flammable liquid crashed on a Maryland highway outside Frederick and caught fire, killing the driver, damaging nearby vehicles and homes. News and analysis at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Pressures mounting in Ukrainian troops, civilians, and hunkering down in the eastern Ukrainian city of Bakhmut.
A Ukrainian armored personnel carrier rumbles towards the front line in the embattled city of Bakhmut. The location has been a key target of Moscow's grinding eastern offensive, with Russian troops, including large forces from the private Wagner group, inching ever closer to Kyiv's key eastern stronghold. A Ukrainian commander known as Kurtz loads and fires a missile from the APC he is driving in. Many analysts believe the need to help civilians flee is a sign that a Ukrainian withdrawal may occur soon. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. announced the new $400 million military aid package for Ukraine that for the first time includes armored vehicles that can launch bridges. Check out the latest breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Ford says it will increase productions of 6 models throughout the year.
Ford and the auto industry are starting to rebound from sluggish U.S. sales in 2022. The automaker plans to build more of the Mustang Mach-E, the Bronco Sport SUV, and Maverick small pickup. Also slated for production increases are the F-150 Lightning electric pickup and the Transit and E-Transit gas and electric full-size vans. The chip shortage is starting to ease, and automakers like Ford are starting to increase production and build supplies on dealer lots. John Scott reporting.
Hoosier rocker John Mellencamp is donating an archived collection of his life and work to Indiana University. The collection will include original creative works, photographs, instruments, and other significant memorabilia related to his music, artwork, social activism, and philanthropy. You always can check out more on these stories by logging on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the latest moments of the Brian Kilmeade Show. From 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, heard around the world. Tommy Lahren, if you're smart enough to get Fox Nation, is now in the studio. She's got her own Outkick show, and you see her all over the channel. Are you going to be an outnumbered today?
I am, and Varney. I'm busy today.
How the heck can you do both networks? And then Congressman Jim Jordan is now in the hallway. We're going to get to him shortly. So before we get to Tommy, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Congressional Black Caucus lawmakers told me yesterday that they were surprised and disappointed in President Biden's announcement that he would not veto a resolution blocking changes to D.C.'s criminal code.
Oh, wow. That is Eugene Scott of Axios. Are Dems waking up to crime being a bad thing? The latest evidence, a pro-criminal D.C. bill blocked by Republicans and backed by Joe Biden. We'll discuss it.
Number two.
Chairman Xi, the president of the Chinese Communist Party, has clearly said that they will replace the United States as a global superpower, that they will dominate the West by dominating key technology areas.
That is pretty big. China has always had a quest to outproduce us economically and militarily. But now they seem on course to beat us academically and technologically. This is our national wake-up call. Will we take it?
Number one.
She was very specific recently saying that a mom, a poor mother who lost two kids to fentanyl, that I killed her sons. That fentanyl they took came during the last administration.
And he laughs. Clueless and heartless, President Biden seems truly, truly oblivious to the magnitude of the death and destruction from fentanyl and coming from our border, and heartless as he laughs about the passing and death of two young men, because he is not to blame. The mom of those two boys sounds off. So let's welcome Tommy officially into there. Tommy, we looked at each other. We thought to ourselves, the minute he giggled after saying that, I thought to myself, did I mishear that? Did I mishear the question?
And we know that the Democrats are going to cover him, saying that it's going to be an anxious laugh, as they do every time Kamala laughs at something that's completely inappropriate.
But no one buys it.
Nobody buys it. But again, to say, well, this fentanyl came over during the Trump administration, but I'm still going to leave the border wide open to let more fentanyl come through. But the fentanyl that killed her sons, yeah, that wasn't me. I mean, how tone deaf do you have to be? To me, the laugh was inappropriate, but the entire position that he's taking on this is even more inappropriate.
But you see what I'm talking about with oblivious? I mean, when he says fentanyl, he's going through the motions. When he mentions it at the State of the Union, it acts like we have to fight drugs in our country. This is very specific. 50 times more powerful, or 500 times more powerful than heroin, 70% of all overdoses, up 22% since he took over. And then you have these 18 and 20 years old who, I understand it, took Percocet. So it's a painkiller.
Right.
So you might say to yourself, well, they never should have done that. Okay, fine. But since when is a painkiller equal death? That's what's happening.
Well, on my Outkick show, I actually had somebody from Nashville that does interventions and said, listen, fentanyl in the next couple of years is going to be in every street drug that you buy. And that should be a huge wake-up call to people that are recreational drug users. Even Adderall, right now there's a shortage of Adderall. People are getting it on the streets. It's going to have fentanyl in it. It's coming across our border. This needs to be stopped. We know where it's coming from. Biden doesn't seem to care.
Right. And by the way, I should give you your proper plug. Your host of Tommy Lahren is fearless. And that is on Outkick right now. You're taping over in Nashville three times a week. Do you have a live audience there, or do you clear out the place?
I would love to have a live audience, but no, they don't quite trust me with that level.
I'm going to talk to some people, Tommy. It's amazing what you want to do and what you actually do. I like your ideas better. So that woman's name is Rebecca Kiesling. When she watched President Biden laugh, she said this, cut two.
What a horrible human being. How can he sit there and joke about it? Somebody asked me, oh, you know, did he just, like, misspeak? I'm like, this shows his heart. You don't have to think about what you say in a moment like this. And to me, it's like it shows this is why he just opened the border so wide. He just doesn't care. He's completely heartless. The president owes me an apology, and all of the other parents who have lost their children, they owe us. He owes us an apology.
Your thoughts? I mean, number one, it's the least he could do. Pick up the phone and say it, and say I was, you know, I'm Marjorie Taylor Greene, screamed at me during the State of the Union, well, I asked for a national divorce, And I kind of, in that spirit, I answered, and I should not have done that, okay? We're in the public eye a lot of times. Sometimes we could say things we want him back. But my sense is he's going to pull a Palestine. No show.
Yes.
Nothing. Let it go away.
That's not just Biden. That's his entire administration. That's what Kamala has done with the border. That's what Joe Biden has done, not only with East Palestine, but also with his classified documents, with the Hunter Biden laptop. That is the strategy.
You could
here.
Even say Ukraine, because he never talks about
right.
it.
Right. It is a strategy. If you ignore it long enough, it'll go away, because we know that media is running cover for Biden. So he doesn't have to worry about it. Give it a couple of weeks breathing room. People move on to something else. He doesn't have to address it. The people are still left in the wake of tragedy and crisis, but he feels like it's off his books.
So Doug Imhoff is the second gentleman. Did I say that right?
Yes.
So he sat down and did an interview, and he has a goal. I had no idea he had goals, but he has a goal, and that is to fight what he is, fight toxic masculinity, fight the fact that he's a man. Listen to this, Tommy, then I want to get your take. Cut 24.
Has being second gentleman changed your own view of perceived gender roles or what it means to be a man?
This is something I've thought about a lot and something I've spoken about a lot. There's too much of toxicity. It's masculine toxicity out there. And we've kind of confused what it means to be a man, what it means to be masculine, where you've got this trope out there that you've got to be tough and, you know, angry and lash out to be strong. It's just the opposite.
So is that a good message coming from the White House? It's the politically correct message coming from the left. What's your thought?
First of all, the only reason we know who this guy is because he kissed Jill Biden on the lips of the State of the Union. Otherwise, most of us don't know
you
who.
You mean Jill, not Joe.
Jill, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I thought you said
remember,
Joe.
Oh, no. We all remember when he kissed Jill on the lips of the State of the Union. But
that
again,
is so bizarre, by the way.
The fact that this is his crusade, I mean, that's the mantle that you're going to take up as the second dude, is to fight toxic masculinity from a party and a group think that doesn't even know what a woman is. You know, we're here. We're supposed to be celebrating women in the month of March. You've got companies like Hershey's putting transgenders on everything. I mean, listen, at some point, we have to stop the war on masculinity. But what they try to do is they try to make just regular traits of being a man into toxic masculinity. They try to blur the lines here, and that's what I have a real problem
with. All right, let's continue to blur it. Think about this. Is it Women's History Month?
Or it is. Okay. It is. And yesterday was International Women's Day.
Right.
Yeah.
So now people are so guys are getting so caught up in being a woman. A lot of men want to be women. A lot of men want to become a woman and then race against other women. So in many ways, this whole transgender movement seems to be a war on women and their roles, as if they're being infringed on. When are women going to speak up and say, stop helping me?
Yeah, we don't need the help. I mean, there are plenty of wonderful women out there doing womanly things, and we really don't need men to jump into that arena either.
Right. So I'll stay out of it.
The perfect case is women's sports. I mean, where are the feminists in this? Why are they not speaking up? You see, it used to be just kind of an anomaly. You'd have one transgender person, it caused an uproar. Well, now there are several people that have realized this is a great tactic. They can be number one. They can get a great scholarship. So they're competing against women, and the feminists are silent on it because they don't know if they want to be feminists or they want to be part of the rainbow mafia. They don't know which is pulling them harder.
That's very interesting. I do think there's a separation. People talk about a separation of the Republican Party. I'm sure it exists. It does. But what about the Democratic Party? You have people who are standing up pretty regularly now, like Bill Maher, saying, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I'm a liberal Democrat, but I have no idea when we're talking about sexuality, teaching kids they can pick their gender. That is nothing I subscribe to, the whole woke thing they're out of. I can now watch 25 minutes of Bill Maher right. and think to myself, that show could actually be on Fox. You know, and please, Fox viewers.
It would, but the difference between Bill Maher and I think what the rest of the liberal mindset, Democrat Party, whatever you want to call it, the difference is Bill Maher has the money and he doesn't need to worry about really being canceled.
True.
We're talking about the regular Democrats out there that know all this woke stuff is crap, but they are afraid to say something in their school boards. They're afraid to say something amongst their friends in the workplace because they don't want to be called a bigot. They don't want to be called intolerant.
Or conservative.
They don't have Bill Maher money. They don't have the platform that he has, so they're going to stay quiet. They're going to pretend all this stuff is normal because they don't want to be called a name.
Which is interesting because Jon Stewart came out and said, when I said, obviously, this came from this novel coronavirus, where did it come from? I don't know. The lab that's working on a novel coronavirus, the Wuhan lab, of course, and Stephen Colbert was recoiled. and Jon Stewart didn't think he said anything wrong. He said, when I left that studio, I was being labeled an alt-right, that I was a Republican all of a sudden. Will Jon Stewart in his life ever be a Republican in anything? But it just shows you how that mindset can blow up in your own face thanks to your own party.
There could be at some point where we see cancel culture reach liberals and reach Democrats, especially in Hollywood, to a point where they can't take it anymore. Maybe we are on the cusp of that, but it's still going to take a while because you've got the indoctrination camps that are K-12 education also combating everything sane and realistic we're trying to do. So that's going to be the big battle ahead.
All right. So, by the way, I am in support of women. I'm just supportive of women racing and competing against women when those things call for it, especially in sports. So I want you to hear Sonny Hostin on the show you don't watch, but we often take sound bites from. This is from The View, her view of women who vote Republican.
I read a poll just yesterday that white Republican suburban women are now going to vote Republican.
Why?
It's almost like roaches voting for Raid.
Roaches voting for Raid. How could any woman vote for a Republican?
Now we're roaches. I mean, this is what the women of The View think of conservative women, but they want to uplift all women, but only women that subscribe to their worldview and their ideology. The rest of us are apparently roaches and trash and need to be exterminated.
So I'm going to ask you for the three places I think you've lived. How would North Dakota view what we're talking about, as opposed to California, as opposed to Tennessee, where you are right now?
So I'm from South Dakota.
I keep saying North. Is that a big deal?
Yes. But North Dakota doesn't have Mount Rushmore. So just remember, Christy Noem is our governor. So okay. South Dakota, unfortunately, this woke crap is infiltrating even South Dakota. Will they ever vote blue? I don't think so. But the woke stuff is still coming into our schools. Its education system doesn't matter where you are. You can be in Egypt, in, you know, like we call it bum Egypt, and you're still going to get the woke infiltration. I lived in Texas. We know that the woke is coming to Texas. Texas is trying to fight back. California, I mean, that's where it was born and raised and fostered. That was a pilot program. Tennessee, I live in Nashville. So it's a place that's very artsy. We've got a lot of liberals. We are a blue city, but we are a very, very red and very reliably red state. For that, I can be certain of.
Wow. So you really get a sense of America just following Tommy Lahren around. You would think you're 71 years old, but you're not. You've lived so many places so early.
Well, Don Lemon would say I'm in my prime still.
Right.
So I've got a few years left.
Allison, will you check that and find out how many years Tommy has left? Because I told her I'd find out.
At least 20.
Yes. All right. And then just hang it up.
Then put me out to pasture.
No reason to live. Tommy, I'll see you on One Nation Saturday night at 8 o'clock, right?
I'll be there.
You'll be joining me. Great. When we come back, Jim Jordan will be joining us, and we'll take some of your calls. 1-866-408-7669. Thanks so much, Tommy.
Thank you.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
What do you mean you went searching for fresher powder? We have full classes today.
Instructor down at Vesper Ski School.
Toward each other to snowplow, honey, not a way.
She needs more ski instructors to slalom through the day-to-day.
Pizza? Fries? Whoa, really? No, pizza, pizza!
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A random act of kindness that turned into a wonderful friendship makes today's Dean's List. Jason Boudreau shared a story on Facebook describing the moment a St. Martinville grocery store cashier in Louisiana told him he had insufficient funds. Jason had deposited his check into his bank account an hour before that and thought he would have enough money for his purchases. Before he could even think about what he was going to do next, he heard someone in line say, "I got you." Jason says he told the gentleman he must have not heard the total price of the items, and the man said, "Yes, sir, I did, and I got you." Jason found out the stranger's name was Kevin and posted a selfie with him on social media to let others know about the selfless kind act. A few days later, Jason says he and Kevin are good friends and are already planning family outings and a birthday celebration. You just never know how one act of kindness could play out for a lifetime of friendship. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. People will soon be able to self-test for both flu and COVID in one fell swoop without leaving their homes. The Food and Drug Administration authorizing the first over-the-counter test that can detect both influenza A and B and the virus that causes COVID-19. The FDA says using samples from a nasal swab, the Lucira COVID-19 and flu home test will provide results in about half an hour. Adults will also be able to take samples from kids ages 2 and older. The FDA recommends that those who test positive contact their doctor to report the results and receive follow-up care. The director of the agency's Center for Devices and Radiological Health, Dr. Jeff Schurin, writing in a press release, the FDA strongly supports innovation in test development. We're eager to continue advancing greater access to at-home infectious disease testing to best support public health needs. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that is gone to baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. In studio, if you're smart enough to have gotten Fox Nation, you're seeing Congressman Jim Jordan, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. Man, you are one busy guy. How much are you reading every day through all these investigations that you're doing?
No busier than a guy who's doing TV shows and radio and everything else.
But I can ask smart guys questions. Well, you have to come up with the questions to try to get answers to change our country's direction.
We are reading a lot, but I don't pretend my job's any harder than any other American trying to make it in Joe Biden's economy. But we are working hard. We got a good team at the Judiciary Committee, and we got to deal with this border situation. And then we got to deal with what we really believe is the federal agencies now being turned and targeting the very people they're supposed to represent. And so those are our sort of two primary areas of focus.
Well, when you talk about the border, it's very hard to get this administration's attention at the border. So what in the House is possible?
Well, we're going to pass legislation out of the committee. In fact, we'll do that in the next several weeks that we think would remedy and fix the problem. But again, I don't think this administration is interested in putting that into law because they've intentionally created the chaos we have seen now for 2 years. We were just down there last week
in Yuma, Arizona. I always say I think it's three questions. How did it happen? How did we get here? Why does it matter? How do you fix it? And we know how we got here. Day one. I mean, literally day one, Joe Biden says we're no longer going to build the wall. We're not going to have Remain in Mexico policy, and we're not going to deport anyone who comes in on an immigration violation. And so when you announce to the world, and everyone wants to come to the best country ever, when you announce to the world that you won't have to wait in Mexico, there's no wall to get over, and we're not going to deport you, well, shazam, everyone's coming. And so what we tried to really show last week in the hearing was why it matters. And I think the one testimony I'll highlight was the testimony from the hospital administrator who said, the cost, $26 million in uncompensated care and that they've had to provide in the Yuma Hospital. They're going to help people, of course, migrants or whomever. They're going to help them. But he said, we have all kinds of citizens who couldn't deliver their children in the maternity ward because, they were helping migrant families. And so there are real costs to education system, to law enforcement, to property, to the growers out there who grow most of the vegetables we consume in the wintertime.
Hospital was the big one. Yeah. Well, you're watching the hospital is going to go out of business because no one's getting paid. And they don't necessarily want a check. They want this thing solved.
Yes.
So Congressman, your job is you're in politics. So why would Arizona possibly have two Democratic senators? How did Kelly get six more years when he showed an ambivalence up until the last few months of what's going on? What is going on in Arizona? Why do we care on the outside more than people do on the inside?
Yeah. Now, we got some good members of Congress from that great state. But you're right. I was surprised. I was surprised by the election results there with their governor's race as well.
The governor's race.
Pardon?
It's huge.
Yeah, no, exactly. I thought Carrie Lake was such a great candidate, and unfortunately she didn't win. But I do think we have to get better at some of the nuts and bolts. And this states with big mail-in voting, like Arizona has, we're going to have to make sure we're banking those votes early, just nuts and bolts, practical politics that our party is going to have to engage in if we're going to compete and be able to win in some of these states.
Many things that Attorney General Garland really struck me as absolutely insane this week. But one thing he said is, we know where fentanyl comes from. It comes from the cartels. No, it doesn't. It starts in China, then goes to the cartels.
Yep.
Why do they have such a hard time saying the problem is China, we need to pressure them there to pressure the cartels? And people try to mock, I think it was Maggie Haberman's book, said that Trump one time brought up, maybe we should bomb these cartels. Now, okay, we just can't bomb another country, but the sentiment I agree with, and there is things we can do to get Mexico to do that.
Yeah, and declare them as a terrorist organization, and then sanctions and everything else can kick in. There's things you can do, financially, that you can do. But yeah, that's
the way we unwind terrorists.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, treat them as a because they're in fact, there was in the central part of Mexico about 6-8 weeks ago, big story that where the cartels were basically in a gunfight. Like, this kind of stuff you see in the movies, a gunfight with the government. That's how much power and influence and money and unfortunately arms that these cartels have. And they're moving people, moving drugs, and they're making a ton of money on all of it. And this administration's policies are making it so they can make a ton of money moving people and moving drugs.
Now, if you put your headsets on like traditional guests do, you would hear the music begin.
Okay.
And then it gets louder, and eventually you get cut off. When we come back, the real segment we're going to do. This was a bonus segment, which I'm willing to legally satisfy you with. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. Congressman Jim Jordan's here, en route to doing everything important in New York City. Don't move. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the soonest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling BNT Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at btsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your host, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit ReadingCivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
So, as you note, Brett, the FBI has for quite some time now assessed that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan. Let me step back for a second. You know, the FBI has folks, agents, professionals, analysts, virologists, microbiologists, etc., who focus specifically on the dangers of biological threats. So here you're talking about a potential leak from a Chinese government-controlled lab that killed millions of Americans, and that's precisely what that capability was designed for.
So that was Christopher Wray, who wasn't direct on a lot of questions with Brett Baer,
yeah.
But he answered that one specifically. Congressman Jim Jordan still in studio, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee. So he agrees with the Department of Energy, who I didn't know had a team of scientists. But the president won't commit. The CIA has no opinion. Congressman, what do you think the point was of the FBI saying that, Chris Wray saying what he said?
Well, maybe I think they're being square with this and frankly confirming what we all suspected for now several years. I mean, you know, I always joke and say that they wanted us to believe it was a bat to a pangolin to a hippopotamus to Joe Rogan, and then, you know, we get the coronavirus everywhere. It's like, come on, we all kind of think it came from a lab. But I appreciate that. I appreciate what the Department of Energy said, basically confirming what we all suspected. But that's not the first thing. You think about the virus. Everything they told us was false, right? They told us that they said it wasn't gain-of-function research. Sure, looks like it was. They told us that it wasn't our tax money at the Wuhan. Yes, it was. It said it didn't come from a lab. Now, sure looks like it did. And we have two agencies that said it. They have evidence that it did. They said the vaccinated couldn't get it. The vaccinated couldn't transmit it. And they said, for the first time in the history of humankind, there is no such thing as natural immunity. Well, what? So, you know, like so many times, the government will, when you push back on what the government's telling you, you end up being the ones right, and they end up being the ones who were pushing some baloney.
And that's part of the exposure with the Twitter files.
Yep.
About what was going on then. And if you follow Matt Taibbi and Michael Schellenberger and Barry Weiss, which I've been doing, but other networks haven't, what you're doing this week.
Yep.
And for example, when it comes to COVID, what was the FBI doing there? Suggesting to Twitter, to the point where their heads were spinning, take this person down, take this person down, or this is dangerous. You do what you want.
Yeah, well, people like Dr. Bhattacharya, who happens to have an MD and is a doctor and professor of medicine at Stanford. I was joking with Uncrowd. I said, you know, Stanford, it's not the Big Ten, but it's pretty good. Like, what the heck? You're going to take him down because some bureaucrat in the federal government smarter than Dr. Bhattacharya and Marty McKay, a whole bunch of other learned people. And they were just saying things. One tweet got taken down that was basically restating what the CDC had on their own website. But, oh, no, we got to take that down. This is how ridiculous this attack on First Amendment.
So Matt Taibbi said that what he saw with the FBI interaction with Twitter, they got $3.4 million of taxpayer money to work with the FBI. And he says they believe the Twitter was underpaid.
Yeah.
As much as they were asked to do. Yet Christopher Wray can honestly say, we don't tell anyone what to post and what not to post. Connect those dots?
Well, I actually think that they were pressuring Twitter and priming Twitter for all kinds of things. There's a few tweets or emails from Elvis Chan, FBI agent, special agent in San Francisco, who met with these social media platforms all the time, weekly basis in the run-up to the 2020 and 2022 elections. And there's one email where he says, Twitter folks, which shows you how cordial and chummy they were, Twitter folks is the heading, we think the following accounts and tweets violate your terms of service. So the government's telling Twitter what violates Twitter's terms of service, and Twitter's got all these. There was one where there's like 20-some accounts. I think all of them got the tweets got what they call visibility filtered, which is like shadow banned or limited, in some cases just deleted. Are taken off. All of the 20, all except Billy Baldwin was the one that, you know, if you go through the Twitter files, he was fine. Just happened to be interestingly enough, the guy who wasn't filtered.
One of your great attributes is you can distill down into a conversational way what is happening. You also have this great recall of reconstructing how we got to this event. You don't ever assume that people know what we're building, which sometimes it's hard at Fox because we're building a storyline every day,
yep.
All truth. But you got to remember that sometimes people just put on the television 1 minute. So Matt Taibbi discovered Hamilton 68.
Yeah, scary.
So here's how he described it, what he found and what his focus was. Not this Twitter drop, the previous Twitter drop.
So in the early Trump years, there was an organization called Hamilton 68. That was the source of probably hundreds of news stories over the course of a period of years that was allegedly tracking Russian bots. Their secret sauce was a list of 600 accounts they said were linked to Russian influence. Well, in the Twitter files, we found the list. And the list, let's just say, is mostly bereft of Russians. but is full of real Americans. And what they basically did is a fraud. They took ordinary conversations of ordinary conservatives, mostly, and essentially just called it Russian influence.
Exactly right. Wouldn't share that list. Twitter had to go kind of re-engineer it to figure that list out. Wouldn't share that list. But when they would put that out, as these guys who former guys in government and respected individuals, when they would put that out, then they that would get to the media, and then the media would go pressure the tech platforms. Why aren't you responding to what Hamilton 68, what they're saying, and this list that they put together? And again, no one saw the list, but when finally Twitter went back through and you know, like reconstructed it, I think is the word that Taibbi used, they saw this was all baloney.
It would run rampant. So these stories that were generated tangentially by the FBI on Twitter would be a source for CNN and MSNBC and the Washington Post and New York Times and Mother Jones.
And just as importantly, Democrat leaders in the Congress would then see the story and then be calling and pressuring the social media platforms. And then just that's how they kept earning and turning and churning this whole process. All again, the outcome being conservatives were being their speech was being attacked and limited on these platforms.
What about Adam Schiff? Yeah. Requesting this be taken down. What about Angus King? Somebody that he was running against, he was requesting these certain things come down. They felt perfectly calm going, oh, when you have some time, call Twitter, take down this account. It's not making me happy.
Yeah.
It's insane. And what a great thing Elon Musk did. There's probably one person in the world that could have done what he did, let alone had the motivation that he had.
Yeah, no, it's tremendous. And when I got a chance to talk to him, I said, thank you for what you're doing for the First Amendment. I actually think this is maybe the biggest threat we face, because we can, in the end, we're going to be able to deal with all the other stupid things Biden's doing on energy and inflation and all the tax bad policy and regulations. We're going to be able to deal with that. But if the left is successful in destroying the First Amendment and our right to speak, what you do every single day, if the government can tell you what you can say and what you can't say, if the government can set up a disinformation governance board as if some agency is going to tell you what's appropriate speech and what's not appropriate speech, that is frightening in America. So this is where we're really going to focus, because we're the Judiciary Committee. We're supposed to be the committee protecting the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and your First Amendment liberties, for goodness sake. So we're going to spend a lot of time in this area.
So we're talking, obviously, with Jim Jordan. Is that within your repertoire? The House Judiciary Committee chairperson doing the weaponizing of government.
Yeah.
That's a separate thing.
Yeah, it's a subcommittee, okay. Select subcommittee within the Judiciary Committee.
Have you ever thought about this? Because you don't do foreign policy necessarily, but as evil as Vladimir Putin is, in the beginning when they wanted to say that he was influencing the election and Donald Trump was his candidate and they won, they were celebrating. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
But after a while, when they start coming up with storylines that didn't happen and accusing them of doing things that didn't take place and relationships that they had nothing to do with, at one point they had to be saying, what is going on over there?
Yeah.
We found out, I read every page of the Mueller report, we found out all these links that jumped around because Manafort was working in Russia and in Eastern Europe, and they said that those were links to Trump. Stuff that didn't exist.
Yeah, never found anything.
How would poison relations between two countries that have been at loggerheads for 70, 80 years and had ceased fire for about 10.
Yeah.
Think about the damage that was done to those relations because of fictional linkages with President Trump.
In spite of all that, Putin didn't go into Ukraine while President Trump was president. Because, I mean, I think what you're making a great point. But again, it just demonstrates, I think, this other point, which is President Trump displayed strength from the Oval Office and projected strength from the Oval Office. Frankly, what we have now in the current president is just the opposite. I always point this out, too. Mike Pompeo was asked a question. He might have been on your show. Mike was asked a question about a year ago, right after Putin first went into Ukraine. And they asked him, he said, Mr. Secretary, would this have happened in a Trump administration? He gave a great answer. He gave the right answer. He said, the short answer is, I don't know. But I do know this. It didn't happen in a Trump administration. And that says it all. So, yeah, in spite of all the stuff the left was creating that was false, that was complete baloney, $30 million and 19 lawyers and 30-some FBI agents and everything else that the Mueller report did, the Mueller investigation did, they found nothing. But in spite of all that, we still had a president who projected strength, and the things that we see happen in this administration didn't happen when he was president.
Do you believe that Facebook, if we would go do the forensics on them like it's happening with Twitter now, would reveal similar linkages, greater even than Twitter?
We're trying to find out. We sent them a letter saying, give us the same information, or said in different words, give us all the communications you had with the FBI. What was going on in the run-up to these elections? What kind of pressure you went? So we've done this. We've asked them for the same information that Twitter has given us because Elon Musk bought the company.
Right. And then we know Mark Zuckerberg said it, and I'm not convinced he didn't do it on purpose. On Joe Rogan, when he came out, the FBI called and says, look out for this, and sure enough, it happened. Then we find out in August they did a tabletop on what if the Russians do try to infiltrate the election, and they knew they have the whole Hunter laptop.
You have read it all.
Right.
Yeah.
And they have the whole Hunter Biden laptop scenario out there. So the Washington Post and New York Times and Twitter, they're all there. So when it does happen, you don't even need that direct call. They already have a game plan.
Of course. Like, Joel Roth in his sworn declaration says that
who used to run Twitter.
Yeah, trust me. He says, repeatedly throughout 2020, I got briefings from OD. I had briefings with ODNI, FBI, and DHS. And they happened weekly. They talked about a hack and leak operation. They told us it was going to happen likely in October of 2020, and it was likely going to involve Hunter Biden. Now, think about that. And then, of course, along it comes. So the FBI, for a year, tells Twitter and these social media platforms, there's going to be a hack and dump, it's going to be in October, and it's going to involve Hunter Biden. These guys are clairvoyant. How did they know? Because they had the stinking laptop.
For 8 months.
Yeah, they had it since December of 2019. And so that, as you point out, when the New York Post story happens on October 14th, well, Shazam, there it is. Well, son of a gun. And then, of course, that's followed up 5 days later by the now famous letter from the 51 former Intel guys, all these brilliant guys who still have security clearance, Clapper, Brennan, Morrell, all these people.
And
the letter. And the letter says that, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop story has all the classic earmarks of a Russian information operation.
Interesting words, right? Because it didn't say has the earmarks of.
Yeah, and Clapper's trying to change his story now, right?
Right. That's what they're trying to do. Say, I never said it. I'm just saying I was asked. Does it look like Russia? And they say part of the. So if you drill down and say, what does Russia disinformation look like? They say it's mixed between true and false. They'll put some true stuff in there, and then the stuff surrounding it will be false.
Yeah.
So, by the way, that is everything. He said, welcome to life. You know, you want to trust that person. You don't know if everything is true. But why would you, like, if you're, I understand why Clapper would sign it, Brennan. They showed their colors. But I was surprised by Mike Morrell, who used to brief Bush. And I was surprised Michael Hayden, I know, had a stroke. He used to be a level-headed guy, but Trump made him crazy. And then number two, the biggest one is Panetta, the former Republican, former chief of staff for Clinton. And I know he leans left. Obviously, he worked for Obama. Got it. But he was very critical of President Obama's foreign policy, especially when he left. And he could be supportive of certain things at certain times. Why would you sacrifice your reputation? And who started this letter? Do you know who the first one to write?
We're working on that. And we're going to talk with some of these folks. We have actually sent letters to these individuals, a large portion of the 51, and we are looking to see if they'll come in for a transcribed interview. So we're in the process of making that happen, and we've actually got some documents. I can't talk about them yet, but we've got some documents from some of the people who have signed on to that letter.
Because they're concerned about their own reputation?
When we contacted them, some of them have already given us documents.
I'm going to just project for a second. When Joe Biden stood on that stage, he knew it was his son's laptop. And when he was challenged by President Trump, he said 51 intelligence experts said that this is disinformation.
Cited the letter.
And I always say that when you catch somebody lying, how did they sound? How did they look? Because you got to know what they're going to. When they sound like that again, you know they're lying again.
Yeah.
He was that comfortable saying that was not, you know, he always said was, that's not my son's laptop. I talked to him. Also, what he had to do is call up Devin Archer. Say, Devin, did you send that email? This is the FBI. Devin, did you send that email to Hunter? Next, did you send? They were all gettable. It's the FBI. And they go, well, I talked to 50 people on those emails. They all verified it was them.
Yeah.
But we didn't even do those basic 1930s techniques of investigation.
Well, in some ways, you didn't even have to do that much because you had the eyewitness. You had Bob Alinsky who had come forward and said it was. This stuff was going on. So you had the actual laptop in the possession of the FBI. You had the eyewitness who was willing to talk about
it. Who did talk to the FBI.
Who did talk to the FBI and did talk publicly on your network. So you had all that, and yet they prepped them, they primed them, they set them up for what they anticipated was going to happen. And I'm amazed because, okay, every 4 years there's an October surprise. So maybe they get the time right. But they got the method and the person, right? They got the time, the method, and the person. And they'd been telling, according to Joel Roth's sworn declaration, they'd been telling him this for a year. Right. You got to be kidding me.
Right. And your challenge will be making it simple that the average person with two jobs and four kids can understand it. And that's not easy.
So think about, though, they prepped the social media with what we just described. And then, of course, they've developed this long relationship where they're sending emails. Hey, Twitter folks, where they're communicating on the super secret teleporter James Bond app that the messages disappear after a certain length of time. They're giving them security clearances and they're paying them $3.4 million.
Right.
And so when it all happens in October, just couple weeks before the most important election we have. Well, for goodness sake, this has got to be a hack and dump operation.
Jim Jordan, I can't afford you for another segment, so I'm going to have to let you go. He has a huge fee. I'm only kidding. We're up against the break. It's always educational to talk to you. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thank you.
Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-410-0011. 800-410-0011. That's 800-410-0011.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everyone. Just finishing up this hour. I know I went a little bit late. I apologize, but with Jim Jordan in studio, having a, every time he answers a question, I got four more, so we went a little bit late. Just got to remind you, coming up on One Nation this weekend, Mike Waltz is going to be with us and Robert O'Brien. We're going to unwind with the AG Merrick Garland said and didn't say in his testimony. He has come out to me, in my view, maybe not yours, as the most political attorney general that I can remember, because people had such different perceptions of him when he was a Supreme Court nominee. To me, he's a bitter man that wishes he was on that ultimate court and wants to punish Republicans for doing it. And I don't take it by his demeanor, but I take it by his actions. We'll talk about that with those two. And then Tommy Lahren will be here. Tommy Lahren's going to break down some of the other issues, as we talked about, with the second gentleman believes his goal is to take down toxic masculinity. Brian Yenis will do News Duel, one of the finest young reporters in the company, and I would say in the country, too. We'll talk about all that and more. Coming up on One Nation, that's 8 o'clock, repeated at 11 o'clock, both Eastern time on Saturday night. And listen, if you're going to go out to eat, why don't you just put it off a little and just go out a little bit later? Also, I'll provide at least six topics to enhance your dinner conversation. And you can say, remember when Brian said this? Remember when Brian said that? Believe me, they are total conversation elixirs. So keep it here at Brian Kilmeade Show. BrianKilmeadeShow.com to order the podcast if you ever can hear it live.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
This is Matt Crowder live at the gas station on 41st Street reporting on those skyrocketing gas prices. Excuse me, miss. Are you buying less gas now because of the high prices?
Oh, I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Well, does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Well, there you have it. Stop paying full price for gas. Download the free Upside app and get real cash back every time you buy gas. This is Matt Crowder, Radio News Network. Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRAG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRAG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRAG.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.